B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
I'm a loser. I'm a straight up loser.
What?
I just realized the depth of my loserdom. Oh my God, I'm such a geek. Oh, make it go away. I'm a loser. Can I just start off the show by saying good morning? Good morning, everybody. I'm a loser. You know why I'm a loser? So the key word, like I told you just a moment ago, is cash. So the first thing that comes to my mind is a guy, and I was so little, I barely remember the guy, right? But I remember loving his name. His name was Dave Cash. He was like a second baseman for the Phillies, Dave Cash. He played with Larry Boa. And all I keep thinking about is Dave Cash. And so I go, the key word is cash, as in Dave Cash, right? So the Cheetahs goes, dude, of all the cashes, you don't even go Johnny Cash. And he's right. But the first name that should have come into my mind should be Johnny Cash. Hey, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash is a one seed, like Judas South W by year. He's right. But me, sports loser. I just realized the grand scope. Listen, we're on YouTube and all and every other aspect. And listen, all the trolls, go ahead. You have that at Holmes, because you can't call me something more than I just realized I'm a bigger loser than that.
Great Cash, homie.
So the fact that I go Dave Cash over Johnny Cash, guess what, dude? You can't insult me. I beat you in insulting myself. How in the world, Tunis? I can't believe it.
Sorry,
I realize,
man,
what a loser. I got to get a hobby. I got like my writing and all, but I need something else. I'm too I love sports too much. Dave Cash, what an idiot that I go with Dave Cash. Anyway, I hope you had a good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had a nice weekend and you enjoyed yourself. We got lots to get to, including let's celebrate a guy that I know I was very hard on and I railed against because I was very disappointed, but he showed up in a monster way yesterday. He throws a gem. Aaron Nola, 10 Ks, shutout, the distance. He was fantastic. A gem of all gems. And it's funny. And I want to get into this as a little side theme today. When your guy, the guy you love, goes out and has a great game, I want those moments where you got to walk around, you know, chest out, looking around, because your boy, the guy you love, did it. That's like my man, Chase K. John. He loves Aaron Nola. Loves him, loves him, loves him. And Dr. Freeze, and he's getting killed. You know, just getting roasted. And he has a game like yesterday. And there he is. Jason King's walking like he's walking on crimpets. That's right, man. So I want to congratulate Aaron Nola and Taysom K. Tom. And then I want to go through all those moments when your guy succeeded. Your guy had the monster and you got the big Kong pounding your chest. In addition today, we will welcome in the Gabe. And I want to boo the Gabe like no one's ever been booed before. It's time to hate the Gabe. All right? I need monster hate the Gabe.
Let's open it up in chat.
All right? Hate him all day long. Because you know why? He and his puppet master, Klentak, destroyed the franchise. Destroyed it. Walking around, destroying the Reese, destroying all the hitters.
I love Cap.
Right? They just destroyed this franchise. Gave us Moniak. I'm sorry, did I say that? He destroyed this franchise. And Gabe was the do boy for all. He and his coconut oil ice cream, spitting out the ice cream. Where he was the do boy for the evil Klentak and destroying the Phillies. So we got to welcome him back with the lustiest and throatiest of boos. Bleep you, Cap. All right? There's no welcome back for the Cap. And trust me, that winning record will evaporate. Like he spits out his ice cream, that winning record will just evaporate like the calories he's saving. Gone. In addition, we will talk about, yes, Judas, play the song. Big win over the Clippers.
J-Clock.
Big win with JoJo. In fact, we will begin in earnest this week. We'll be talking about Joel for MVP. We're going to start railing on these voters. I got some voters. I texted Chudas over the weekend that we're going to get on the show, and I'm going to browbeat them into voting for Embiid. I may even hold them for ransom until they vote for Embiid. Well, we may take our Operation Save the Draft to another level. All right? Are you ready for that, Chudas?
Yeah, sounds good.
And speaking of Save the Draft, it's only 2 weeks away, man. We're getting there pretty soon. We're right over there. When is it? It's a week from...
2 Thursdays from now.
Oh, my God. It's a week from Thursday. Inside 2 weeks. The draft. I can't believe it. Just look at the date. Operation
Save the... I think the main thing I do is probably work with Howie on football
decisions. Please. Shut him up. We got to kidnap him, all right? Operation Save the Draft and Institute Chunas for Hallaby. We will get into that today. Eagles, mind you, cancel OTAs. So I want you to hear me straight, okay? Eagles will not be having OTAs. Their excuse is COVID. We're just starting to open up, but the Eagles are not. All right? So let me just give you a clue. For all you people that think the Eagles can win 8 games or 9 games now because it's a 17-game season, they're telling you they're tanking. They have a new coach who's 12 years old. They have completely young players. They have a young quarterback. Okay? And they canceled OTAs. That means they're tanking. Nobody wants to say it. They don't even want to say rebuild. Well, that's a dirty word. They're all that stuff. They're tanking. This is a one-year process. Okay? One-year process. Look with your eyes, not with your green goggles. The green goggles distort things. It's like your rearview mirror. It changes the way things are and how they appear. In the green goggles, you think that they're good. When you take the green goggles off, you realize they suck and it's time for the process. And that's what they're doing. They're doing it. Okay? And canceling OTAs is yet another reason to show you they're doing it. So wake up. Good morning, Chunas.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
How about that Nola?
Oh, yeah,
I forgot.
You look great.
Play the song, Chunas.
You are the man.
When it
baseball is out of here. Bobby Abreu.
That was fantastic yesterday.
Dude, that song is perfect.
It is perfect.
Every time I hear it, it's a happy. That might be put me in a happier place than Smokey. EWF.
Is that right?
Come on, man.
Hey, I'll be honest. So I was at the game yesterday.
Yes!
And it was...
No, you were there! You saw that? Yes!
It was awesome. Incredible performance. I was sitting in
section, I love the Phillies.
Section 420, so I was behind home plate up top.
What's his name? They drove
dance.
Me insane. I love them, man.
Oh, yeah, because they're our summer, man.
They are our summer.
For us sports losers, that's they what, are yes. our summer.
Dave Cash. My man said, in fact, my man, the Dumpf, says, didn't he coin, he coined the term, yes, we can.
Oh, really?
Yes. Dave Cash was the author
of Yes,
of
we,
yes
can.
We Can.
That's awesome. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that works.
Yeah, he was like a
still
less,
not Johnny, but
he was like
you know.
A yes talent less talented J-Roll at second. Because he had a lot of good flair.
Okay.
He was cool. Dave Cash.
But far less talent than J-Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right. J-Roll's
yeah.
a borderline Hall
well,
of Fame.
Yeah, of course he is. Yeah. Yeah, so it was awesome watching Nola pitch yesterday. That was the ace-like performance that we've been waiting for. And I know a lot of people were fired up yesterday, as was I, watching that game. And the place was rocking yesterday. There was over 11,000 people because they're adding more and more to the total. It's allowed to be there. So the place was pretty loud. And, you know, that final out, everybody was standing in Citizens Bank Park. And it feels good to have that again. Having everybody standing up and then, you know, we don't have the rally towels, but clapping for Nola and then he gets the final out. A two-hit shutout, man. You want to know that something that's crazy that I did not realize? First time he's ever pitched in the ninth inning.
Wow.
In his career.
You know what, dude? I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
And people wonder why sometimes I go, he's not a legit ace. Listen, this is year five. First time he's ever pitched in the ninth inning. But yesterday... I give him all the credit in the world.
That's mind-blowing, actually.
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing.
It kind of is. First time he ever threw a pitch in the ninth inning.
You got to be kidding me.
But he did it, and he got there, and he completed the inning, and he seemed to never really be in trouble. There was one inning where there was, you know, two runners on, I think. He walked a guy or something, but that was it. I mean, Nola was cruising yesterday, so good win. Good series win because the Cardinals actually, you know, beat you up a little bit on Saturday against Matt Moore. You kind of need to find a replacement there,
dude. You're stuffing a lefty in there. I was hoping Matt Moore could battle through,
give you something. But no, he's been awful. And the center field spot, I was excited to see Moniak until his first at bat yesterday.
Yeah, he stinks.
First pitch, curveball, buckled his knees. Second pitch, fastball. He wasn't looking for it. Right, he was guessing off speed again. Third pitch. Phew, just missed it.
But let me ask you a question. You get buckled on the curve. All right, I get it. First pitch curve, you're thinking, get me over fastball. But you gotta believe he's going to come back because he just went curve with a little heat.
Yep. And no, he was sitting curve, and I watched him that fastball. He just went He didn't even think about swinging until the ball was already in Yadi's mitt.
Dude, I'm sorry, dude.
You want to hear the stretch that the center fielders are in right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, for their last 32.
Oof.
Couple walks here and there.
Yeah, how many strikeouts?
Oh, for the last 30. That's a good question. I think Moniak went down twice yesterday.
Yes, he
Quinn's
did.
Gone down four times a game.
Yes.
Oh, for the last 32, the center field position.
Even the bro couldn't make a positive out of the Philly center field.
No, he could not. Now, he did say something egregious to me, and this is why I am with you. I mean, he might have just said it to get under my skin, but Anthony, I want to credit you for doing the Operation Boo of Gabe Kapler today, because he told me as I'm walking in the studio here, Gabe's going to outmanage Girardi tonight. Those were his words.
He said what?
That Gabe is going to outmanage Girardi tonight, and it made my skin crawl. I hate Gabe Kapler so much. I hate him.
What? You know what? We should put the bro's brain out to study. Like, is it filled? Like, if you opened up Jamie's head, right? Like, if you just sawed it open, you know, like, I feel like it would come out of his head.
Coconut oil?
Twizzlers. Chocolate.
A lot of double IPAs.
Yes. And beer. Would like just, that would be the lick, that, yes, that would be the liquid that surrounds the brain would be IPAs.
I'm sure there's some foam in the brain.
Yes. Yeah. But definitely like gummies. You know what I mean?
Special gummies or just?
No. Well, maybe.
I'm sure a few found their way in there.
Maybe some special gummies. But, like, he definitely has, like, a gummy brain. You know what I mean? Like, you would find the, like, the Sour Patch Kids makes up his brain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do love the Sour Patch Kids,
yeah, the
though.
Like, Jamie's brain would be Sour Patch Kids and IPA. Like,
yeah, it was a very valiant effort.
That I think that comes out of the bro's brain.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
How could you think he's good? How could you think he was good here? Really? He was a disaster.
I hated him.
There was not one redeeming quality. Bryce Harper mocked him.
Yes.
Without trying to mock him.
Nope. It was just his immediate reaction.
Of all the worst mocks, Bryce Harper mocked him. But yet, the bro, whose brain is Sour Patch Kids and IPA plasma, thinks he's good. Like, there's something missing. I don't understand it, Chunas.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm anti Gabe Kapler. You know that. So I really hope, I'm begging the Phillies to sweep the Giants tonight. Or to begin the sweep.
I'm enjoying the Brooklyn 8, so now I want to engender hate everywhere. I need some good baseball hate. I got the Mets. I got the Braves. I hate the Braves anyway.
That Mets rotation's scary.
Yeah, I know.
I you know, that's scary.
I hate the Mets fans. I like to hate on the... Listen, the Giants are, you know...
The Giants are my outside division team I hate the most because of Cody Bleepin' Rawls.
Yes.
That crushed my heart, man.
And by the way, I mean, let's face it. They stink. I mean, they're just a way station. You got the Dodgers and Padres at the end of the season. They're going to be, you know, they're going to lack
100 wins a piece. Right. Two teams.
But the Gabe is the fact that dude is a manager is just disgraceful.
Yes.
The hey got another job after it's Chip Kelly all over again. Like, how did Chip Kelly get another job in San Francisco?
Yeah, we saw that one.
Speaking of walls, is there a wall around San Francisco? Do they not? I know Silicon Valley's close. Do they not get data? Do they? Do they not get the data?
Maybe they don't have a Hallaby out there yet.
Like, how in the world would Gabe Kapler get another job?
It's a very good question.
It's the same vein that... How in the world would Chip Kelly got another? He was fired in 1 year, which goes to show you how bad he was.
This is year two for the Gabe.
And Gabe Kapler got another job. And the Klentak, he was such a double agent trying to destroy the Phillies that he argued to bring him back. I know that Girardi is, people are lukewarm with Joe, but come on.
There's a difference.
Joe's Joe Torre compared to the Cap.
Now, can I answer your question with the moment where my guy stepped up?
Got it.
So, people remember in 08, there was a platoon battle for right field, and Jason Worth ultimately won it. But my man, coming from Milwaukee, I loved him. And in 2008.
Jenkins hits it in the air to right center field at the wall. Extra bases for Jenkins to start the inning. He thought about three. He'll hold with a double.
Dude, that works. Awesome.
That was the moment, man. My dad got me an autographed Jenkins photo of that double.
That's awesome.
I loved him.
Yeah.
And then he was just not good here.
It's all right. That was an important run. Listen, let the song run. You're good. Let it run. Because you know why? I realized this something as you played that. Earth, Wind, and Fire works with, like, they're like the bells. Like, September's like the bells. It works with any highlight.
Yes.
Awesome.
And it'll work with this.
Anthony!
That's right. Now's the right time to get the team at LaRusciana Roofing out to your house and finally replace that leaky roof that has been battered by snow and ice and wind and winter's roost. But don't trust any company that does roofs. Nah, trust Anthony and the true roofing experts at LaRusciana Roofing. The only roofing expert that I trust, Anthony LaRusciana, and his team is in... put together an incredible squad, and he's no Gabe, man. He's a great manager. He's an artist, one of the few roofers in Montgomery, Chester, Delaware counties, and all the land that has earned the prestigious honor of five-star CertainTeed Select Shingle Master, the CertainTeed five-star Select Shingle Master. And that means for you, the best warranty in the business. 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the expert workmanship. LaRusciana Roofing has repaired and replaced just about every kind of roof out there. Call them now to schedule in-person on-site estimate. Check out their hundreds of five-star Google reviews. LaRusciana Roofing experts will explain your options, give you the peace of mind that you're dealing with the best. Call 610-265-ROOF. That's right, 610-265-ROOF. Or go to paroofpros.com. LaRusciana Roofing. The Shingle Master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Yes!
Welcome back. It's 10:30 across the Delaware Valley. And in a little bit, we really need to address something that happened yesterday at the Phillies game at Citizens Bank Park. It's a very big fan subject, or it would be an issue that we need to discuss. Right? Big time fan issue.
I was caught off guard when it happened. I couldn't react.
You were speechless. Yeah, you were speechless. So, all right. To put everything, because we're going to be all over the place today. We got lots of stuff. Great day. A lot of fun stuff. Sixers, let's begin here because they play Golden State tonight. And yeah, I mean, I know the bros panicked over Tobias. And listen, I'm concerned. I love Tobias. And, you know, Tobias has to be healthy. I think he'll be fine. But, you know, he's got to be healthy for the run. So
Oh, my God, yeah.
I agree with all that. I will tell you this, though. ESPN does all the power rankings. Right? I do. And we talk about them a lot because, you know, it is what it is. Now, I rarely agree with anything how they say it. However, I got to point out today, number one in the ESPN power rankings as the season heads down the stretch, they come Tunis song. Your Philadelphia 76ers. Here it goes. The past 7 days were massive for the Sixers, who moved a full 3 games clear of the Nets for the top spot in the Eastern Conference with 16 games to play. That gives Philadelphia the inside track to claim the top spot and thus only having to beat either Brooklyn or Milwaukee to advance out of the Eastern Conference. Still, 2 games of Milwaukee loom later this week. That, if the Sixers lose them, can throw the blah, 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 blah. Who cares? We're number one. That's right. Number one in the power rankings after being 4 last week. The Sixers. Number 2, Utah. Number 3, Phoenix. And number 4, Brooklyn. That's right. There's your top 4.
And Durant left the game yesterday.
Brooklyn, baby. Spike Lee's homage to his home borough will come back in 2021 as it's a false borough now. It's nothing but a Brooklyn.
Love Brooklyn.
That's it, baby.
Hipsterlin.
That's it. It's Brooklyn.
Got no enough sleep till.
Why give me
right. Sound? Stink.
No, not good. Stinks.
Good. Does stink. Fake me out.
All right, what's on your minds?
Bunch of posers, just like the Brooklyn Nets. So that's we start. And speaking of posers, please, I'm begging you. Please imagine that Gabe Kapler is now, he wouldn't be listening to the show, all right? But imagine if he was. Imagine if the Gabe, it was like the show was piped in to the visitor's manager's office.
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now.
And all the torture and the nonsense that he threw at you. Like, he threw nonsense at you, and he played you for being a baseball idiot. He did. He played every single one of us for being baseball non-thinkers. He called us a bunch of baseball louts. Because, mind you, I will rail against this until the day I die or I get killed. And it could happen. I could be assassinated over what I'm about to say. But there is an orchestrated effort against real sports people. That's right. There's a game that's being played out in the shadows. And it's a game that's driven between the athletes, the sports guys, and the nerds.
You know, I think the main thing I do is probably work with Howie on football decisions.
And they are. They're a formidable bunch. They are. They're brilliant. They're insidious. They have turned society against the sports guy, painting him as a caveman.
Yes.
Painting him as a loud. Like, if you automatically go, well, why would we do that? Well, I'm sorry, you're just a caveman. Wait, let me get a little bit more, let me get less bass in my voice. I'm sorry, you're just a caveman. You don't think. You are a knuckle dragger, Anthony. A knuckle dragger. Yes. There is a war being played out in the shadows.
Sound like the former Phil's GM.
That's it. And it's against sports people everywhere. It's all for the new age, new thinkers.
I love Cap.
Who are trying to reinvent the game, and they have no clue.
Because it really pisses me off when balls go underneath Reese Hoskins' chin.
Because they really belong in
thanks, Gabe. That
in science and finance, but they have infiltrated sports and they have taken over. They're against alpha males. They don't like the alpha male. They don't like the sports guy. And they paint us all as dopes and dummies.
Love it.
Just FYI. So if I don't show up tomorrow and I was picked off, you'll know that there is
they got you.
That they got me. I got slingshotted out. Done. Two to the back of the head. Just FYI, Tunis.
That was the best thing that Capper gave us, was drops.
I know. But I need you to address Gabe, okay? Address the Gabe. Let's kick it off on the phone lines. Let's go to John. Johnny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, John.
How you doing, Anthony? It looks like you might have been right about Moniak. He's K'd a lot. So, I mean, we got to address the center field position.
Yeah, no. I mean, listen, center field. Oof.
Yeah, you gotta have a stallion out there, like, you know, like Mookie. Valchunas, were you in the Coast Guard?
No.
No, not the the fan group?
No.
No, all right.
Revolutionaries for the Sixers.
Okay. But this question for both of you guys. Do you guys think Rhys Hoskins is ever going to be a real good hitter? Like, because he's working these counts full, and a lot of times he's striking out. Now, he's had a lot of success in the last game, but is he going to ever turn it around, like, and really, really do what he did as soon as he came up?
Well, I mean, he was, you know, he had that ridiculous hot streak. I mean, that was almost Dom Brown like, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but listen, I think Rhys is a run producer. I think he's a legitimate run producer. So, I mean, you know, I hold out hope for him. I like him. I think he's got good power, and I think he produces runs. I mean, yeah. I don't think he's going to go crazy and go hit 50 bombs, but I think he's a legit run producer.
Yeah, maybe Harper can. He looks good, too. It's nice having him. He's a real
superstar. Bryce, he's the best. Yeah, I agree. So, he's a superstar.
So great game, but I want to say, address Gabe. I supported Gabe because, you know, you support the manager, but, Gabe, you are the worst manager in the history of time. You're so bad.
I agree.
He's so bad.
Thank you, John. So I appreciate bad. That. The great yeah. sentiment for the Gabe. Gabe needs to hear it all. How horrible he was as a manager. How he tried to reinvent. And everybody, oh, well, I can't say anything against him or else I would be portrayed as a lout. Yeah. See, that's the thing. That's how they get you. Like, they create.
Because you're not new age.
Right. They
create something against Gabe.
They create a narrative. And that was that's the genius of the campaign. See, life's at all. Everything in life is a campaign. It's all campaign, man. And this is what I'm talking about. There's a campaign. You know the campaign out of sports. There's definitely a campaign inside sports.
Oh, yeah.
And how you looked and how you view things. This is the campaign, man. If you're not trying to reinvent it, you're just a dope.
You know how we talk about, obviously, we love the Super Bowl, but one of the worst things that happened to the Eagles was winning the Super Bowl because Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman then believed that they were geniuses and they were going to take over. I still remember that day that Brad Miller was put in the four hole and he hit a home run that game, right? So then immediately it was, wow, look at the genius Gabe Kapler putting Brad Miller bats fourth and he produces.
Yeah. Bamboo Brad. What sense does it, like really, why would you put a pencil bat hitting fourth? What sense does that make?
It doesn't. It makes no sense.
I mean, maybe again, we're a little thick. You know what I'm saying?
Makes no sense.
We're just, you know, steam heads. I just never understood the genius of pretty Brad Miller hitting him fourth. And they all did. All the Lemmings, they all followed suit with all their programs. Hold on. Oh, here's a lineup spitting out. Oh, here it is. Bleep that. Bunch of nonsense. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Andy?
What's happening, Michael? How are you, buddy?
I just started watching baseball because it's really refreshing that a Phillies pitcher went 9 innings.
How about it? How about it? And listen, Girardi's a new age guy. Like, you know, it's not like he's a complete throwback with a beer belly. Like,
I know, right?
But yet, you know, he can actually hold both thoughts, right? Going, well, the numbers. Well, listen, I got a kid that's dealing. Let him finish the game.
I can't stand analytics, you know. But
yeah, I hate him. Yeah, I mean, I hate him, buddy. Hate him. Completely hate him. I'm sorry. Make no bones about it. He's a J.O. He's stone J.O. who walks around like he invented the game when he sucked as a player, right? He sucked as a manager, but he invented the game because he put oil on his jewels. And he's got an even tan. I'm supposed to bow down into that?
Yeah, he had a blog, man.
Yeah.
He related to people. He had a blog.
I'm supposed to, like, bow down to that? Bleep Gabe Kapler.
I hope Bryce goes, like, 8-11 this series.
You know, and I'm glad you brought him up. How about he had a nice weekend, man?
That home run yesterday?
Oh, my God. Rocket. Yes.
Upper deck.
Oh, my God.
And off the bat, you knew it. Hey, he went 3-for-3 yesterday. Listen, he was struggling a little bit, but he raised his average to 280-something yesterday with the three hits. He walked. He was on base all four times yesterday.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Still kind of, you know, surprising that they only put up 2 runs yesterday. It's not like John Gant's all that great.
I mean,
the offense is still moving a little slow. And I'm getting more and more worried about McCutchen. I know he got on yesterday with a walk.
He's
looking old. I'll be honest. Like, let's just be real.
We said it. I love the Kutch. But, you know, again, you know how it is when you're beat up.
And the problem is you literally have no other leadoff hitter on the lineup on this team, right? Your center fielders obviously can't be the leadoff hitter. Segura is hitting 350, but do you want to move him around right now? When somebody's hot like that, to me, you keep him where he's at. Maybe he's seeing more fastballs in that spot of the lineup.
Yeah.
So the problem is you have no other leadoff hitter. Unless you mess around with the analytic approach and you move a guy like Bryce or Reese to the top spot, but I don't like that. I think it changes their approach to the plate, which I don't like.
It does. It does change their
approach. It may not change Bryce's approach because that's his approach as it is, wherever he's at in the lineup.
But it does change. Most guys change their approach.
Yeah. Because if you're sitting dead red fastball, well, you got to look at it because you don't want to swing first pitch of the game.
Right. All right.
So that's that leadoff spot with McCutchen's kind of freaking me out a little
bit. Yeah, I hear you. That's a good point.
Because if he's not walking, he's out.
Dude, I just love Bryce.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He's just such a... He is a superstar. Like, he wore... Like, just everything the way he purports himself. Mm-hmm. He's just a star.
Well, the thing is, I know, and we've talked about this before, it seems like he doesn't get enough love from the city.
He doesn't.
But they need to start winning. I understand it. A lot of people are still not watching the Phils. I think there's an uptick this year in people viewing the Phils, and of course Harper kind of struggled out the gate. But if he starts getting hot, Phils start winning, I think it'll be a different story.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, right now, Embiid's the talk of the town.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt, he's the MVP. Yeah. He could be the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
And they're the one seed.
Yep.
They're the top seed in the Eastern Conference.
Yep. Doesn't that feel good?
It feels amazing.
You know what's
But people don't talk about it enough.
You know what's weird? It is true. And I don't know. I mean, you remember the one day I went gaga, I was going off about Embiid, like, oh my God, like, I can't even imagine.
Oh, and then you got the older generation. Well, he's no Wilt, he's no Barkley, he's no Moses. And it's like, well, can't we just, he's not them, he's a different player.
So if you think about this for a second, and maybe this is it. So if you go back to our recent history, our biggest, really our only source of success was the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
And that was a, for the lack of a better word, an ensemble cast. Right? Like, obviously, Foles, you know, was the starring role, but, you know, it was really ensemble. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't win without the, you know, we talk about that offensive line.
Trenches, yep.
And the whole thing, how great they played defensively and the running game. And even Wentz to a point that gets him up to that, you know, that stretch as the top seed in the NFC. So since that was ensemble, do you think we view it as such? Like, because to me, we don't go gaga enough over Harper and gaga enough over, well, certainly over Embiid.
Oh, yeah, people love the
underdog. He's the best player in the game, like, by far. Here's the thing. We got to go on a complete campaign for Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're gonna. I text you over the weekend
yep.
about a couple of
these
dudes.
I already reached out to these guys. Yep.
You
waiting,
did?
Yep, waiting to hear back.
Good, good.
Figured maybe tomorrow would be a good day if they roll tonight.
Yeah.
Which let's hope.
Like, I want to get, we're going to get some of these voters. There's a voter, because they were polled. And in fact, Brad Feinberg, our betting analyst at Parks the other day, brought up this poll. Did you hear about this poll?
Told me something about Jokic.
Yeah, 91 first place votes for the Joker.
That's disgusting.
Only 4 for Embiid.
That's
really.
I don't
listen.
I don't care.
Joker's got great ball play, so I'm not. You know.
Yeah, of course.
But come on, you take the Joker, you take Embiid off the Sixers. What are they?
Exactly.
And I hate to, you know, like, yeah, I was arguing this over the weekend on Fox. And my one man goes, well, Sixers are like 6-2, or I forget the number, 8-4.
Without Embiid.
Yeah. I go, dude, it's bogus. They didn't play anybody. Come on. Listen, we watch him every night. Don't we have a better idea? Come on.
Yeah, they scratched and clawed their way to that whatever record it was without Embiid, 6-4, 7-3.
Exactly.
Impressive. Give them all the credit in the world. Look, you're still the first. You're the first seed in the Eastern Conference because of that stretch.
Yeah.
But there's a difference when Embiid's on the court.
All right. Cubs Radio Tunis. Everybody's in. Oh my! When do I share this thing with you? The new why Brooklyn is going to win. Something else.
Jeez.
These people are crazy. Drive me insane. Cuz Radio Tunis 97.5, the Fanatic. Let's talk Parks Casino, shall we? Tonight, Phillies Giants. And the Phillies are an underdog tonight. Chase Anderson versus Kevin Gausman. Gausman, you know, he was in Baltimore, he's the Dodgers. He's now pitching for the Giants. And the Phillies are a dog. So the beauty of the Parks Casino Sportsbook app is that you can bet them any which way. In fact, you could go, like, check this out. You can go Phillies -1, and then you're going to get a huge payout, +165. So check out all they have to offer, all the props, all the money lines. You can kind of finagle any which way you want. It's parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you got to be Pennsylvania. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. And website's got all the details. But you're going to love all they have to offer at Parks Casino. Bring home that incredible sports book right to your couch and take the fills tonight, baby. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Happy, happy, happy Monday to all. Beautiful day out. It's going to be a nice week. A beautiful spring week. Today, we're up mid-60s. Tomorrow, 73. A little rain comes our way, a little chill. But then that nice weekend comes. And next week looks spectacular as well. In the high 60s, early low 70s. So perfect time, perfect weather in Philadelphia. We're talking a lot about the Phillies to start the show and Aaron Nola with a gem. Tunis, it was funny because the one guy that was walking on crimpets was Tasty Cake Dom.
Yes.
Right? Like he was like loving it. Oh my God. Like he texted me nonstop on the text board. He's all fired up. Love it. And it's cool because I can totally relate to Dom in that when you love a player and like he's been getting beat up and then he comes out with a gem, that would be like Ben Simmons
exactly
scoring 32, two threes, you know, he took 25 shots, right?
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do. But, you know, Nola, complete game. And I never knew that that was the first time he pitched into the ninth inning. My man Danny said, because, yeah, I remember last year when he pitched, he went the distance of his seven-inning doubleheader, that the announcer said it was his first complete game.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Now, what is it? Is it because he hasn't been able to go the distance? Is it the years with Gabe Kapler as the manager? Remember opening day, he was pitching really well, and then he brings in Hobie Milner, who gives him a shot to Freddie Freeman. That's when I knew right away that Gabe had no idea what the hell he was doing as a manager in Major League Baseball. But, you know, welcome back today, Gabe. Or is it just because he just hasn't been able to do it? And I don't know. But it was nice to see it yesterday, especially after a couple of bad outings or shaky outings that he had, especially against the Mets, to come out yesterday against the Cardinals, who have a decent lineup. And to do what he did yesterday, a two-hitter, that's huge.
Oh, my God, huge. Are you kidding me? After what he is, the slow start that he has been through and, you know, all that stuff that we're worried about. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Is he an ace? Is he this? And he comes out and he just dominates. That's a good lineup, man. We saw that lineup erupt against Matt Moore with Arenado and Goldschmidt. You know, Edmund is good. I mean, geez. And Molina's been doing it for 1,000 years. A hell of a player. That's a good lineup.
It's a great lineup. It's a great lineup. And for Nola to go out there and do that, two-hit shutout.
Yeah, man. That was all right.
And that was a point where you're getting worried, like you just said, but not just with, you know, the rotation. But, all right, so you just lost 2 of 3 to the Braves. You technically got swept by the Mets because the fourth game was rained out, postponed for a later date. And then it's the rubber match of the series, and the previous day you just got lit up, right? And that was one of those games. Matt Moore got out early, and the bullpen had to get to work. And that was one of those games where you go, hey, Aaron, we had to use a lot of our bullpen yesterday. Need you to step up here. And he did.
Yes,
and what I loved,
yes.
What I loved, and call me old school, call me anti-analytics, call me whatever. Bottom of the eighth inning, excuse me. You see Andrew Knapp go to the on-deck circle to pinch hit for Nola. And Moniak gets out. And then Hector's warming up in the bullpen. And I'm waiting for the bullpen door to open up. And then all of a sudden, I'm watching the bullpen door. I'll let the crowd let me know what happens looking for Nola. The door never opens up. I hear the crowd start going wild. And it's because Nola went back out there. He had over 100 pitches leading into that inning. And pitch counts nowadays, inning counts and analytics and third time through the order and all this BS that drives me insane. A big bleep you to all that. Because yesterday, old school approach was let him pitch. And yeah. He needed that for his own confidence.
And listen, there's a difference between where he was at, I think, 102.
Entering the last inning, yeah.
There's a big difference between 102 and 132.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously. He deserves to get the ball. And if you're going to strike out 10 guys, it means that you're throwing. You're going to throw
at
pitches.
Least three. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're not getting pitching the contact. Come on, that's what I'm saying with this stuff.
But you know, Kapler, and not just Kapler, a lot of managers would have pulled him after seven.
Kapler would have definitely done. He would have blew the game. Naris would come in,
yep.
And he would have blew the game. And not that Naris is always going to blow games. It's just the point. He would come in, and Nola would pitch a gem, and the Phillies would come back and win in extras, whatever, but he's blowing it. You know it.
And you know the teammates are probably like, come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Let Aaron yes. go out there and work. Because, listen, I played ball as a kid, right, through high school. Sometimes when the manager would pull the pitcher, we all kind of went, all right, bring this kid in again. The kid that's given up like four runs each. And now all of a sudden there's a whole feeling. Not just the pitcher himself isn't all that great, but it's the rest of the team's like, oh, God,
right,
here we go.
That's right. Ramsey, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Hello, Ramsey.
What up, guys?
What up, Rams?
How you doing, man?
Good, baby.
All right, never mind. So let's talk about these Phillies, man. So, you know, I called after when they started the season. I called you and I was like, man, I'm loving the way they look. I'm loving the way they feel. It looks great. I'm excited. And I'm still there. Aaron Nolan just yesterday went out there and killed it. Owned the diamond. And that's something you want to see. And like Trinis just said, you want to be able to inspire confidence in him. And after he got slaughtered his last two outings, this 9-inning complete game, 2-hit shutout, man, my man was dealing yesterday. He deserved to be at Parks Casino. He was dealing yesterday.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm happy for him. And Kapler coming back into town just reminds me of two great things. And it's great things. One, he's not in this town anymore, so that's a great thing. And two, we have a coach who believes in his players so much that they allowed them to pitch a full 9-inning game. So we have an actual great manager, and he's not here. So two great things. So thank you for coming into town to remind me of why I should be so excited to be a Phillies fan again, Kapler. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. That's fabulous, man. That's fabulous. Oh, you're the best, Ramsey.
You're the best too, Cosme. You know it.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. That's fantastic. Like, I love it. You know, and that's exactly, they robbed us of baseball for all those years. They did.
Yes, they did.
And there were creeps about it, too.
Oh, well,
they talked down
McPhail,
to us.
Klentak.
From McPhail to Klentak.
Oh, well, our September bullpen ERA.
Shut up, dude. You're
already
sucked.
10 back.
Your bullpen sucked. Give me a break. Nonsense. They didn't learn anything. And they thought, it was amazing how those guys believe that everybody else, it was the fans that were dumb. The baseball guy.
Yep.
And let me tell you something. Those dudes, we weren't the only ones that they talked down to. They talked down to the baseball people, too. They talked down to guys like Charlie.
Yo, man.
That's right.
We love you.
That's right. They looked down on it. I'm sorry. All that guy did was give you 50 years in a dugout.
Right.
Well, what is that? That means nothing? All watching the evolution through 50 years. You don't survive in a game with all that, all those years, without being able to evolve.
You know,
it's a joke.
You know, it was the greatest thing.
It pisses
thing.
Me off.
You know, it was the greatest thing. That second year of Kapler, and I forget the hell the dude's name, the hitting coach that they fired midway through. And then Charlie sat in the dugout, and they immediately get a 4-game sweep.
It was the greatest.
That was the greatest thing to end the season. They ended up not winning and not making the playoffs, obviously.
Dude, let me tell you something.
It was awesome, and the players must have loved it.
They loved him. They loved him. Because you know what? Because he actually is a real baseball guy. Like,
you know what? Hoskins was probably going up to bat with the previous regime, and they were probably like, all right, here's your sheet.
Yeah.
And 1-2 count.
Dude, if I go back into the annals of conversations, I remember that being, I need more than just 2 weeks to work with this crew.
Oh, I'm sure.
After what they polluted those hitters, polluted them. Time now for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So I was thinking about, it was a great weekend I had. It was a great baseball weekend, right? Because, you know, I caught the Phillies when I got home and I DVR'd the games. But I was at the yard all weekend long
because
our first tournament at the Harrison Township and the Heat. And let me just tell you, it's a blast, right? Like, the youth sports thing is totally, it's so much fun. And just for, I love kids, right? So I love the group of kids, our little Heat team, the 8U squad. You know, it was a blast. Now, there's a lot of people that I need to give yo's out to, Tunis.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Here, we'll start here.
Because we got a yo.
Yo. Yo. Right. Yo.
First, let me give a yo to Blue. Roger. Roger was our umpire yesterday. We had it both games. Roger's awesome. He loves the Tunis too, Rog.
Ah, love you, Rog.
Yeah, Rog's a cool dude. So Blue was cool. We got a
cool umpire.
Great umpire.
Goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday leagues, little leagues.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's some umpires that think, like, they're Joe West of, you know, my Sunday league. I go, yeah, dude.
Yeah, exactly. No. He was great, Rog. Loved the kids. He was helping teaching the kids.
That's cool.
I got to give a yo to my man, Carson Brandt, who was dealing as the 11U Heat won their championship.
Oh, it's awesome.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, yo, ma.
Carson's a little, he's a lefty. And man, my man was deal yesterday. Speaking of more yos, my man, Frankie DeFalco, who's actually my cousin, we're related.
Okay.
Recorded an unassisted triple play.
Oh, really?
Little Frankie, yeah.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, fool.
Awesome. Do you know how it transpired?
So I missed it because Sonny came over because they're out there too now in the hill. And he came over and he told me. His mom, Maria.
Try to find out what it was. Because remember, Bruntlett was the line drive, tug second, and then tug the runner running the second.
Unassisted triple play, dude.
Oh, dude. That's a memory he'll have his entire life.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible.
Especially
right?
Once you tell him, you know this doesn't happen often, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome.
You know, so, and then it's in all my kids over at the 11, the 8U Heat that we love, and, you know, Coach Warren and Joe and all the guys, they had the kids ready to go. They did fantastic. They ran up against the buzzsaw. And I will tell you that I never saw anything like this kid. Dude, this kid, he looked like a mini Jim Tony. Gavin Mason. And they were like the Destroyers or something. They were nasty, this team, right? They were
the Monstars.
Yeah, they were like the young, they were like the 8-year-old Monstars. And like, I'm looking, I'm going, I don't think I would card the one kid, right?
That's awesome.
This kid gets up here. This kid, Gavin, great, nice kid. What a hell of a, what a ball player. The kid's a lefty, and he parks one 20 feet. Now, you know those fields, dude.
Yeah.
He's 8.
Yeah, it's a shot.
He parks the 20 feet over the wall, over the fence.
That's a shot.
What?
That's impressive.
And apparently it was his 4th home run of the spring.
What?
And his kid's got 4 home runs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's outrageous.
All right, well, good for him. I want to give a yo, too.
Yes.
So here, let me do one of these.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
So this is not a yo to the political powers that be here in the city of Philadelphia, because when it came to COVID, they completely screwed it all up. But the people at the Philadelphia Convention Center. So I got my shot on Friday, the first dose. And I can't tell you, it was the smoothest experience ever. and the people in the in the army gear.
Yeah. Yeah,
very kind and very, hey, boom, get here. So you have to wait 15 minutes after you get your first shot to see if you get any sort of allergic reactions, right?
Right.
With that 15 minutes, I was there a total of 18.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that counts, yeah. The 15 minutes. I walked in, hey, go to this line, let me see your ID, you know, ask a few questions. They gave me the shot, go stand there. It wasn't even 20 minutes. That was in the Philadelphia Convention Center. Everybody that's a part of it, from the people at the front door to people doing the shot, fantastic job. So yo to everybody that's a part of the PA Convention Center right now.
It's fantastic, man.
Yeah, them alone.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Took long enough, but them alone.
No, that's good.
Yeah, so.
No, that's good. How was your romantic dinner Friday afternoon?
It was awesome. So the thing that still sucks, and I get it. Listen, I do. You have to order food if you're getting a drink.
Right.
So I got done. My shot was at 3:30. I was out of there by 3:45. So we went to a spot right near where we went to eat. And so you have to get some sort of food and all that kind of stuff. And we enjoyed it. And then we ended up going to dinner. We were at dinner for 2 hours. We took our time. I know you're worried that we sped through it.
You went at 5:30.
Five. We were in there at 5. Yeah, I was wrong. The reservation was at 5. Yeah. But we were there till 7. And then went out.
I told Tam this last. I said, Tunis had his romantic dinner. He goes, oh, that's so nice. I said, you know what time they went to dinner? She goes, why? She goes, I go, 5 o'clock. She goes, 5 o'clock. Like, and, you know, she's not a critic, right? Like I am. She's like, really? What's the matter with them? I went, no,
So I told Chrissy the whole story. She said, I would be mad if the reservation was at 7.
7?
Yes.
She would be mad.
She loves eating early. 5 o'clock. She made the time, too. I found the spot, and I was like, hey, just get a reservation. 5 o'clock, she picked it for.
5 o'clock?
I told you 6, and you were giving me eyes. 5 o'clock, she made it for. But it was a great time. Then we went out afterward.
And you're home by 9 to watch Matlock.
No, that's not true. Because then we had somebody's birthday to go to. So, 11:30, something like that. Nice night. I had a great time. Hey, listen, anyways.
It's all that matters.
Now, I will say this.
5 o'clock. My God.
My final morning thought. And it's been a morning thought of mine for probably 2 months now. But today's the day. I will not be going to bed prior to midnight tonight. Because at midnight is when the show drops.
Oh, yeah? Nice. You're going to stay up late tonight.
Kids. So, the problem is,
how do you do?
I'm doing the digital, right? So, I have to wait for it to download. And I'm going to wait for it to download.
You're going to play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I might just not sleep tonight.
Yeah, good. Listen,
so I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Well, you know what? We'll both be on the same schedule.
Okay.
Because I have a rewrite to get started with.
Have fun.
One of the I'd rather drink poison than do this rewrite, but, you know.
You'll do your rewrite. I'll play video games.
And I'll text you at 3:30.
Okay.
To see if you're up. All right? 3:30, I'm texting you. I'm curious if you'll be up tonight.
It's a very good question. I'm sure you will
be. I like the show, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's been a morning thought of mine for, I don't know, 2 months. I've been geeking out about it.
Dude, we'll do a day, right? Maybe next week. I got to find one day that I can blow off, right?
That'd be nice.
Find out when Christy's working.
Okay.
When you got like a free day.
Yeah.
We'll do it after the show. We'll go.
After the show's at the show.
Case and show. I had a beer and all that time, so I'll crack.
We got an after the show tomorrow.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do with the chalk.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
Have
a few beers afternoon.
Yeah. Love a day.
That's perfect for me.
Yeah.
I'll be home, sleep by 7.
Yep. All right. We have reached that point in the show where it's time to go to you guys. Now, listen, I got open lines. You can converse with us. We know the Phillies, right? Like, so you're going to talk to Gabe and tell him why he sucked and he killed our franchise. He's in town tonight. When your athlete, the one guy that you take a lot of beating and a lot of heat over because you love when he succeeded. And you got to crow.
I saw you put out that tweet. I retweeted it from the station's account. We got a lot of good answers.
Great.
That we'll roll through on the other side.
Great. And then, curious, are you okay with the Eagles canceling OTAs? That, to me, is another indicator that this season is a mini process. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. The baseball season now in full swing, but guess what? If you didn't start your spring training yet, no worries. You can still get slimmer for summer, since it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds with NJ Diet. NJ Diet's program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet and workout regimen. Help you keep it off. You don't want to do it alone? No worries. NJ Diet's with you every step of the way. You'll fully be monitored by the certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You'll also get the doctor's personal email, phone number. NJ Diet's natural, all natural. No shots, no hormones, no surgery. Locations close by in Cherry Hill and Princeton's, from the comfort of your home with live online video consultation. Cherry Hill and Princeton. Call today, 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET. Go to NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good. That's NJDiet.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Levin 30 across the Delaware Valley. Our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Looking at the coach. Coach is over there, nice relaxing on the couch. He's a good man to coach.
I thought Coach punctured his back earlier today.
What now?
Well, he sat up on the counters. We got new counters with cabinets. And it's the worst when you hit a corner of something.
Yes.
And he jumped up onto the counter, but there's cabinets above it. And the corner got him right in the back.
Yeah.
I saw it right away.
Yeah. Stabbed him.
And hitting by a corner of anything, don't feel too good.
Yeah. The worst is the stubbing of the toe.
Oh, my God.
Did he stub toe?
You know, I can't bend my big right toe. I broke it so many times.
Yeah.
I can't bend it.
Wait, really? You stubbed your big toe?
Yeah.
I'm more of a stubber of the little toes.
Big toe, 2 years in a row, same day.
Wow.
And you know why I know this?
No, I don't know. That's weird, but that's okay.
We were getting, the Kerseys always hosted the New Year's Eve party.
Oh, okay.
2 years in a row, I was getting, you know, running down the steps. I was all excited. Bottom step, boom, big toe.
Got you both times. Huh?
Next year, same thing happened.
Wow.
And I remember going, what the? So I remember I started walking down steps on New Year's because I was afraid that I had like some curse.
Yeah, the jinx. Yeah, the New Year's curse.
Jinx.
Yeah.
I can't bend my toe.
Yeah. The stubbing of the toe is the worst, dude. That pain is second among, you know, shot in the stones, right? Like, other than groin. The toe is number two. Actually, it goes balls, teeth, then stubbing of the toe. How's that?
The tooth pain hurts big time. I mean,
Michael, tooth, balls, toe. Would you go that route?
Well, what? Like teeth, like getting punched, or like you have dental issues?
If you have any kind of dental.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You got to get that. When you got to get the... The root canal. Oh, forget it. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, it sucks.
No, it scars you for life.
Well, like, I've talked about this before. I can watch injuries. I can watch the Theismann injury. I can watch Kevin Ware and his bone popping out. I can do these eating my cold chili, right? Like, it doesn't bother me. When it comes to the fingers and the toes, and I think it's because I've dealt with finger and dude, it grosses me out. The first time I met your man.
Oh, Baldy.
Yeah, see, that grosses me out.
I can't look.
The first time I met Baldy.
My middle finger, too.
Yeah, you're just showing it for educational purposes on YouTube.
It grosses me out. I don't know why the finger stuff, that doesn't bother me at all.
I don't know. I can watch Kevin Ware's bone pop out. But Baldy shook my hand first time I met him, and like his finger touched my wrist.
That doesn't bother.
I'm out.
You're out.
I can't do it, man.
Let's go to the M. M as in M Beast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Cuz, I'm 70. What do you want to know?
What do you say there, M Beast? How you doing, my player, man?
My player that I crow about is Ben Simmons. I'll just leave that there. Here's what I like about Gabe Kapler. Nothing.
I agree.
Thank you, Uncle M.
First off, the last you let me call the last time, and you lumped me in with Uncle Frank. That was like a royal knighthood to be in the same category as Uncle Frank. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Do me a favor, hang in. I want you guys to meet. In fact, I got Uncle Frank on the line. Uncle Frank,
my man. Hey,
my man, meet Uncle M.
Yo, hey, Uncle Frank, M. How are you, brother?
Uncle M, I answered the bell this morning. I'm doing good.
The only person we're missing is Uncle Pat. We'd have all of them. And then the uncles over at Family Christian Dodge Eat Ram. We'd be all uncled up.
Uncle Greg, we'll get some dice, play some cards.
See, you guys, M and Frankie, see, this is you guys are in Delaware Valley royalty. We love our wisdom, guys, Tunis and I.
Well, I don't know how much wisdom I got.
I'm going to send you a bottle of Cutty Sark.
I'll tell you what, make that Irish whiskey, and I drink anything. That's me. I'm an Irish whiskey aficionado, right. I assure you.
All right. You go brown, listen, I go clear.
I have one more point.
Uncle Frank, I'll put you back, all right, buddy? Hold on.
And Tunis will back me up.
Yes.
Joel Embiid is the generational player of this generation. Look, I saw Will play, all right? Okay. Wilt was Wilt. All right. Moses was Moses. Moses wasn't Wilt, and Wilt wasn't Moses. And this guy is going to be Embiid. That's what he's going to be remembered as. And as I told Tunis, there's only one caveat here. And of course, that's injuries. But it looks like with the way he now falls, the way he's taking care of himself, he gets it. And I think that's going to be something that's going to hold up for the long run. Because
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I'm not worried about him in that sense at all. I mean, barring freakness, you're so right about him, because if you look at his athleticism, like, we have never seen a big with his touch and his dominant force. You know, he's like Shaq. If Shaq and Olajuwon had a baby, it would be a beast.
I mean, who do you know that's 7'2"? That can take a fall away jumper and hit nothing but net most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's
and he's
stop.
Got a little handle too. Right.
Exactly. And as I told Tunis the first time I ever called, my job is to, dispel the myths of the old school. The old school was great. I don't take anything away from that. I am certainly glad that I got to see all those players, but great Babe Ruth would be a great player now. And Babe Ruth is, I can't say that Babe Ruth is the greatest player I ever saw. That's Willie Mays. So for me, it's Willie Mays. And here's another reason why I can't stand that guy coming in tonight, because my second team as a kid was the Giants because of Willie Mays.
Sure.
And anybody that tells you about fandom, just tell them, you know, this old guy who listened to 21 losses in a row on a Japanese transistor in his room under the covers so his mother wouldn't know. I'll see you guys. Keep up the good
You're
work.
You're the man, Ab. Thanks, buddy. How about that, Uncle N? We revere our uncles here.
Should have an uncle round table one day.
I like the uncle round table. Like, you got one of those big, like, Jesus tables. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Apostles. So you got, like...
Everybody's got a bottle in front of them.
Yeah. I love those dudes. And we just sit back and listen to those dudes talk. Who's my man, too? We got our other guy, too. He's another wisdom guy from South Philly. What's his name?
Well, you said we got Uncle Pat.
Yeah, we got Pat.
M. Frank.
We got the uncles, Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul. We got, is it Richard? Who is he? I'll think of him. He's another one of these wisdom dudes.
Ferris?
Not Ferris. Well, I like Ferris.
I like Ferris.
I don't think Ferris is that old. Now, there's another dude. I'll think of him. I'll know when he calls.
Call in, wisdom men.
I love the wisdom dudes. Like, no, seriously.
It's like the bat sign. The bat sign.
Yes.
Bat signal.
See, here's the thing. We don't pay enough attention. We don't heed the advice and the wisdom of the wisdom guys.
I agree with you.
See, here's the thing. Asian culture has it right. They revere older people. They get their wisdom from the elders. In every society, the elder has a place, think about it. That term, the elder, is a place of...
Respect thy elder.
Yes.
Man.
There's wisdom. Like, you just got to listen to the elder. And I'm a big believer in that. And that's why the Asian culture, I respect it. Because they revered their old people. They revere them as wisdom people. And we should. Listen, I'm not telling you that some people aren't outdated or antiquated. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of older people have a lot of wisdom to share. Again, I think it's a mistake. It goes back to the whole analytics versus, the sports guy thing. I've never said at all that analytics is not a tool. In fact, analytics has been used in different forms and variants for decades. But there's something to be said for the guy that's been in the trenches, that's been in the sport, been in the game for all that time. That's why the way the Eagles are run sickens me. I'm sorry, it sickens me. That they don't listen to their scouts, they don't listen to their football people. They listen to some kid who has a direct path to Jeffrey Lurie. I don't care how bright he is. There's a reason why their drafts stink. They can't identify talent. Because you listen to some dude who should be in finance or in science with his Harvard education. Troy, you're on 97.5 for that. What do you say, Troy?
What's happening, Guz? How are you?
What's up, my man?
I met you at the opening day. My son threw out the first pitch.
What's happening, buddy?
How are you?
Good for you, man. He's a great young man.
Yeah, JT was pretty awesome that day. Yes, he was excited, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was awesome. That was so cool. He said, I loved it. His son... Tunis, and we did the opening ceremonies at the Harrison Township Little League, and his son even did the jump shot. I loved he did the jump shot, Troy.
Yeah, for those who don't know, we run a sports program for kids with special needs, and they recognized us out there. It was fun.
You have done, hey, real quick, take a bow. You've done, how many kids you got now doing special needs sports?
Well, baseball alone, right now, even with COVID, we have 66 athletes and we have 68 teenage volunteers working with them.
Isn't that awesome, Andrew?
Yeah, that's really cool. Kudos to you.
You're in awe, man. That's God's work, my friend.
And it takes a village, and we have a beautiful village.
Amen, buddy.
So I'm calling about, you were talking about that player that did that thing for you. Mine was Andre the Moose Dupont in 1975.
You, I love it. You go back to the old bullies days. That's cool.
Yeah, oh yeah. Scored a goal, kept us going in the playoffs.
That's fantastic. The Moose. It's awesome, Troy. That's a great. Hey, listen, what a pleasure. God bless you and your family.
Thank you. Same to you.
See you, buddy. That's awesome. And it, you know, you're starting sports programs for special needs kids.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That warms my heart. That's dynamite.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, you want some other answers that people are tweeting into you in the station?
I do. Yes. Thank you.
This is from Alex. I wanted Freddie Mitchell to be so good so badly that I was all fired up for the 4th and 26.
Yeah.
And it's about damn time catching in Dallas.
Yes. Yes.
So those are the two moments where, probably the only two moments where he was able to have some, to crow about Freddie Mitchell. Jim Wolf, Greg Dobbs.
Oh, the Dobbs.
He always wanted him to play a little bit more. A lot of people are responding, tagging Jamie Lynch because they know his answer, and that would be the great Robert Covington, who had a stat line of 0 points, 2 assists, and 7 rebounds last night for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah, but he took a lot of a lot of flack here, unnecessary.
Yeah,
flack.
Because he's really good at deflecting passes.
Yeah,
Rob Manoff.
How could the bro like Kapler?
I don't know.
Dude, like seriously, how could he like Kapler?
Rob Manoff tweets in TJ McConnell, but specifically the game against Boston in the playoffs.
Yes.
When he starts game 4.
Yes.
And that's the one game in the series that they win. Ed tweets in he was a big East Snow fan, and he hit a couple of clutch baskets in the game 1 of the 0-1 finals with the Lakers. That's a good answer.
Hey, by the way, you know what? TJ had a nice career.
Still having a nice career.
What's he saying? He's had a nice career. He's carved out.
He did something the other day where it was like the first time in NBA history where a guy coming off the bench had like 2 triple-doubles in a row. Something like it was some stat line where you go, hey, good for TJ.
No, he's a good ball player. He's a nice little ball player, man.
Now, I'll ask you this because I know there's mixed feelings about this guy because I know people didn't think he was the most talented player, and people didn't really like him as a hitting instructor. But what about Milt Thompson?
Okay, yeah. I'm down with Milt.
Because he wasn't an everyday player, right? He was kind of a platoon guy in the outfield. That was before my time. But he was an everyday outfielder, right?
He was an everyday outfielder.
Was he? Okay.
He was like a platoon guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was that kind of guy.
Right. And then I know Nick's on the line, but Nick goes with Karell Buchholter.
Yes.
That's a good one.
You know, that's the problem.
Here you go. Here's a tweet from Michael to Middays. I love Gabe. He gets the most out of his players. He handles the bullpen better than Joey G.
What?
Yeah. He handles the bullpen better than Joey G.
That's somebody who doesn't. Now, he's trolling us, right?
I would hope so.
What's his name?
Michael.
Michael, call us up. Because, like, if you're trolling us, I mean, that's fine. We could, you know, good natured. We take that stuff. No problem. But otherwise, if you're serious, we need to help you. We need your location so we can send people there. Like, there'll be a bunch of, like, there's that, instead of the 911 where we send help over, it's like the baseball sports person, right?
Yes.
And we send them over, they have white outfits on, and they'll come get you. And they'll come and save you from your bad thoughts.
Yeah, I don't like that he believes that.
Well, I think he's probably trolling us.
I don't think so.
You think he's serious?
Yeah, I'm looking through some of the tweets that he has liked, and it's a lot of in support of the Gabe.
Yeah, well, my man's just one of these misguided dudes. What can I tell you? How could you be in support of the Gabe Like, did you, like, Bryce Harper wasn't in support of the Gabe.
No, he was not.
Like, how could you sit through all those years of Kapler and like it?
Yeah, I mean, again, I bring this up. I brought it up earlier.
Joey G, first of all.
It's derogatory.
It's a derogatory name.
He doesn't like Girardi.
No, it's derogatory.
Two baseball man. Two baseball guy, Girardi.
What's his background, Michael?
I don't know. I hope he calls in.
You know, is he an analytics guy? Is he
I don't know.
Baseball.
But I said it earlier in the show. Aaron Nola does not step out on the rubber in the ninth inning yesterday.
I don't like the whole the Joey G thing either.
Yeah, you can't go Joey G on him.
Yeah, and he does it in a nasty way.
If said in a loving way.
No.
Joey G. All right.
Yeah.
But no, Joey G. Okay.
We have a, you know, we have our own little
okay
squad. You know that. By the way, real quick, Alex Smith has announced his retirement.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that he came back. And maybe it was just a personal goal to get back one more time. And his story is amazing. And it's a shame how much they screwed him up. And I don't know how that's going to affect him down the line. But his story is amazing.
Yes.
Just him coming back and being able to take a snap in the NFL.
It's a great story.
I got no problems with Alex Smith.
It's a great story. Should we create, I like to do this too. You know, I have too many ideas, but one of them I like to do too is create these sports, like almost a police unit. It's like a sports SWAT team that if you have an opinion like that, you're immediately captured.
Call to action?
Yes. Maybe not captured is wrong. Like you're taken to this facility where you learn about the game until those thoughts don't creep back in your head. Right? Like it's a room full with TVs and you have to stay in that room and actually watch the sport. You like that?
Yeah, I like that. We have a Michael on the line. There he is.
Let's find out. This is great. Michael from Willow Grove's coming up. 610-632-0975. I see everybody else. Uncle Frank will get back to you. Vinny, Nikki, you name it. Right here, it's Cuz Radio with Tunis. Let's talk about the uncles. I tell you about wisdom people, and I was just talking about Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul from Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the same thing when we talk about life and sports and you name it. You need wisdom people. They are to be revered as the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Now, the reverence comes in them for you, in fact, because they revere their customers. They're good to their customers. And right now, you could drive home a new Jeep 4x4 for $159 down or $159 a month. It's your choice. Complete the entire car buying process online. Shop, click, and drive. They'll deliver it right to your front door like it's a pizza. You'd rather visit the showroom? Not a problem. They make that easy and safe, too. Your safety is still family's number one priority, and they take extra precautions to protect you and your vehicle. Just schedule an appointment, and they'll take care of the rest. Celebrate 80 years of Jeep at Philly's original Jeep dealer. Call, click, or go visit them today in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Remember, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. You're family online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. See the uncles for details. The offer expires April 30th, 2021.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 12 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Welcome back. Hope everybody had a great weekend. As we can reconvene another big week in Philadelphia sports. Tonight, Sixers back at it. They're number one, by the way, in the ESPN NBA rankings. That's right, the power rankings. Sixers come in at number one. Phillies, good weekend against the Cardinals. They welcome the game to town. Phil's Nola pitched the gem last night. Phillies are underdogs tonight with that Chase Anderson on the mound for San Francisco, for the Phillies. And they're an underdog against
something
the Giants.
Something to pay attention to, depending on how the game's going.
Yeah.
I know we have our man Michael who says Gabe handles the bullpen well.
We'll talk to Mike coming up.
So yesterday, I think the bullpen for the Giants did throw four shutout innings, but that means he used four or five different arms.
Well, I told you, you and I were talking about this during the break. I love this kid, Pablo Lopez, who pitches for
the Marlins.
For the Marlins. He's really good.
They got caught. Alcantara, I think, is going to be a hell of a pitcher.
Yeah, he's terrific.
In his career.
So we were talking about that earlier. And anyway, so yeah, it was a good game between the pitcher's duel between the Giants and Marlins.
But something to pay attention to, live line today. Unless the Phillies are down 10-0 because of Chase Anderson, live line the Phils in like the fifth or sixth, in like maybe the fifth or sixth inning.
The beat up
because
bullpen,
he had to use a lot of arms yesterday.
Yeah.
So something to pay attention to today. Now, by the way, I wanted to look this up because it is kind of crazy. So Nola throws a complete game yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And he did it last year in a 7-inning game, so I don't count that. But it's the first time Nola's thrown a complete game in his career. The last guy to do it, and I do remember this, was Zach Eflin in 2019. Can you name the last Phillies pitcher before Eflin in 2019 to throw a complete game? Now, consider analytics, but also consider they weren't good for a while.
Well, did Vinny ever throw one? I want to say one time Vinny threw one. Like I had some gem.
No. Are you thinking of that 18 strikeout performance against the Padres?
Yeah. You went eight? Yeah.
He must have. I don't know. That's actually a good question. He's not on this list. I might have to double check that.
I thought he had one of those we had the gem. Like, there was a couple of those. Did Pivetta ever go? No?
Nope. Never did. So the last guy to do it was Roy Halladay in 2011.
Damn, you got to go all the way back to the Aces.
When he did it eight times, which is crazy.
That's crazy. Now, you got to go all the way back to the Aces.
I'm trying to see if this is true or not because I'm trying to get
I thought Vinny
when he had the 16 strikeouts, I'm pretty sure.
I thought he went the distance, dude. That was the first thing that came to my mind was Velasquez. Check it.
I'm trying to double check here.
All right. Let me get you guys this, too. So, coming up, we're going to shift a little bit, too, into everything we're talking about, but I need to integrate a topic, and it's a fan topic, and it's about the use of the Eagles chant yesterday at the game. So, yesterday, and I'm going to tell you guys, think about this. Yesterday, I got Nola pitching a shutout, been looking great. Dealing. He's back to being Freeze. And we did this chant. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles chant. Now, I thought the correct use of the chant in non-Eagle events was that of being derogatory. But you don't use the Eagle chant in a celebratory manner.
No.
It's almost it's to take a statement. It's like
Phils are down 10-0.
It's like in Boston, they say Yankees suck. Like that's their Eagles chant.
Right.
And they use Yankees suck in, derogatory, you use it at Bruins or Celtics or whatever. Right?
Yeah. I was there yesterday at the game. By the way, Velasquez did throw a complete game. So thanks a lot, baseballalmanac.com.
Thank you, bro. Who's better, me or Baseball Almanac?
Anthony Gargano, almanac.com. So it happened in, I believe it was the eighth inning. And I'm hearing it, right? And it's one of those, am I going crazy moments? Like, I heard it, and you've heard it time and time again where it happens one time, so then they do it two or three more times, right? And then hopefully the whole stadium is doing it together in unison. But when it happened, I was like, wait, what is that? And there was all of a sudden a delay, and then fellow Philadelphia sports fans started booing those who made the Eagles chant. Now, the boo to the Eagles chant is tough, but I think it's more so they're booing the people who did it, right? Because you can't do the Eagles chant. Nola's on the mound, eighth inning.
No.
Two-hit shutout.
That's a boo-worthy chant.
You can't go E-A-G-L-E-S.
No. They booed the chant.
Especially when it's not no. Super Bowl-bound E-A-G-L-E-S.
No.
This is sub-6-win season E-A-G-L-E-S.
No, I agree. No.
I was kind of annoyed when it happened.
I would be annoyed as well. Violation.
Total. So the guys that did it, hey.
All right, we got to get to it. All right, let's get to the phone lines. First of all, I owe Michael first ups because I asked Michael to call. Michael sent us a tweet. Read Michael's tweet.
I have it somewhere, but all I know is he did say he likes Gabe. Gabe manages the bullpen better than Joey G.
He likes the Gabe. Let's get Michael up there. I asked him to call. Michael, hello.
Hey, Anthony.
How are you, buddy?
Good, and I want to start, because you're not going to like me at the end of this call, but I just want to start
saying
I'm a big fan. I'll follow you anytime, anytime. I love you. You're the greatest.
Aw, that's so nice. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Anyway, listen, you know half the time I say stuff, it's just for effect, right?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. So just so we're clear on the rest of the call, that I don't really mean it. It just comes across that way. So tell me, you like the game, huh?
I like the game. So if you look at where the Phillies were before and after he got here, they were better with him than they were without him. They spent a lot of money to get better under Girardi. Didn't work. I kept hearing everybody tell me, Kingery's going to be so much better. You know, Kingery's a real talent, but, Girardi will bring that out of him. No, Kingery just stinks. You know, he didn't ruin him. And the bullpen was basically the same in 2019 as it was in 20. People killed him for micromanaging it, but that's what he had to do because he had no talent. And Joey doesn't, and I'm still bitter at him for 2009, so that's why I'm calling him Joey. But, and I didn't want Gabe to be fired, but you are right. I should show him more respect because he's a real baseball man, but I didn't want Gabe to go, and then they hired the guy that killed us in 2009, so I've been bitter since they hired him. But
I respect that. All right, let me just give me a couple things for you because I want you to address them. One, the lineup card. Did you like his lineup card? And number two, Rhys Hoskins.
They were better with him than without him.
Oh, come on, brother. Brad Miller, man, clean up. You thought that was good?
My instinct is not to like Brad Miller and clean up. I'm not gonna sit here and have the hope I die on be defending Brad Miller. But I just think that he got the most out of his players and knew how
about Rhys? Did he get the most out of Rhys? I thought he screwed him up several ways from Sunday. He doesn't
stink.
No, come on, Michael.
All he can do is walk.
No, but listen. He can actually produce runs.
Was he better last year than he was the year before?
I think he was so screwed. I thought, listen, first of all, it was COVID last year. You have to agree, right? And second of all, second of all, I think Gabe completely screwed him up.
Well, the left field thing is a debacle, but
I think their approach, you know what I'm saying, Mike? Like the concept, his concept of hitting. And the Klentak minions coming in there, I think just screwed him up.
Yeah, but look at the Giants. People said he's going to do the same thing to them, but they keep getting better. They were one of the weakest rosters in baseball last year. They were in contention for a playoff spot for the last day.
And what happened to the Giants in the 60-game season?
You can't look at that Giants team and say they have more talent than the Phillies team. So why are they consistently winning more games than us? Hey, Gabe's a better manager.
Well, wait a second. They had a 60-game season, right?
Okay.
I mean, it was a bogus season. I mean, you can judge it. First of all, we know that the best team was the Dodgers, right? Like, we know that how that works out.
Right,
and this year, all right, like, I'll give you Gabe won April. Didn't he win a lot of Aprils and Mays and Junes and fail a lot in August, September?
The games count the same in April as they do in September. So,
well, you can't tell me that the games don't mean more. Like, the games don't have a different feel in September than in April. Like, you can tell me all you want that, and I would agree that April and September are games and they count mathematically the same, but there's a different vibe. You'd have to agree, right?
And so he was always here. Yes, I'm not going to argue with that. But he was here for only 2 years. You don't think he would have learned and adjusted to that?
I think he was Klentak's puppet, to be honest with you.
Well, then Klentak's not the general manager of the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's true. I got to tell you, Mike, I enjoyed the conversation. I'm thrilled that you called.
I got tough skin. I'm willing to take it. I got chewed up by my friends, too, so it's okay.
Did you hear me chew you out? I thought, I'm just on the other side of it. Listen, I think you present a good argument. I appreciate the way you presented your argument. I mean, I disagree, but that's okay. That's why
I do agree with you on the Phillies fans doing the Eagles chant. That's bogus.
I know. To me, I get it as a derogatory. Like, you want to make a statement, you do an Eagles chant, right? Like,
yeah, if the Phillies are down 8 runs or something, fine.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it, Mikey.
Throwing a shutout.
Yes.
All right, thanks, guys.
What a pleasure, man. Have a great day, buddy.
You said he presented his argument well.
I thought it presented it beautifully.
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now.
Yeah, I thought he was, he was serious. He was.
Yeah, no, it was good.
It was a good conversation. I like conversations like that, where we both get our points across. There's no, it's a good intellectual conversation back and forth.
Yeah, it was nice.
You know?
Can't wait for the Giants to get swept this week.
I still hate them, right? Like, part of me is a bit of a Neanderthal. Like, I get it. But I'm sorry, man. I hate what he did to this team.
I really hope the best Chase in franchise history pitches well tonight.
I will say this. To Michael's point, he wasn't the number one culprit.
No, it's Klentak.
Yes.
McPhail was pretty bad, too.
Yes. Gabe was a distant third behind the evil Klentak and McPhail. Right?
Hey, we're in a playoff run. Let's bring in Jason Vargas and Drew Smiley. That'll solve things.
We do. We don't. We win. So what? So big.
Think about that. Look, they were in first place or right around first place at the deadline. They went Vargas, Smiley,
Vargas.
Corey Dickerson.
Vargas.
And I believe Jay Bruce was brought in at that point, or maybe not. But all I do know is Vargas, Smiley, and Corey Dickerson were your answers for a potential playoff push.
Vargas.
And Vargas, they paid you to take. They actually got extra money if he didn't make the following year's roster, which they released him, which was the smart thing to do.
Yes.
The Pirates paid you to take Corey Dickerson. And Drew Smiley you just picked up because he wasn't on a team.
Vargas. Drew Smiley.
I hate Drew Smiley.
I do too. I do too.
Everyone was so pumped up because he looked like Cliff Lee when he pitched.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing that with Matt Moore now. He looks like Hamels when he pitches.
Yeah.
He ain't pitching like Hamels.
Nah. Let's go to Nicky. You're on 97. Hey. What are you, 97.5 The Fanatic? What do you say, Nicky?
What's up, buddy?
What are you doing, brother?
I'm sorry. I'm throwing a sandwich in my mouth.
There you go.
Great weekend, Fed. You guys had fun. The kids are doing well.
Thank you, brother.
Tuna sounded great with his bald-headed buddy.
Little Caillou. It's so nice to see Tuna and Caillou together.
But I love Charlie. I know you love Charlie, and a lot of us love Charlie. But I'm tired of hitting season. I'm tired of that phrase. Just because it sounds good. Like, on the surface, it sounds good. But at the end of the day, everybody struggles a little more in the cold. I think that term, hitting season, just basically means it's still early, it's only April, and as the season goes on, the teams will loosen up and hit more. But they, you know, they rocked the ball on Friday.
Yeah, you know the ball carries a ton more when
of course it does. Warm weather carries for everybody else. My thing is, and these ballparks are so small now that everybody except for Moniac, can get out of the ballpark.
That's true. I'm telling you, this kid I saw yesterday,
right?
This kid should be playing center field for the Phillies. He's 8, Gavin Mason.
Gavin, come on. You got to be quiet. You know, listen, we have 4 dudes. And, okay, let's say we didn't draft well for center fielder. It's obvious, right? But you're telling me out of 4 dudes, you can't find one guy with a good arm or one guy who can track a ball or one guy they can hit a ball. Like, there's 4 dudes. Every player has 5 tools. That's 20 possible tools. They got 0 tools out of 4 players.
Yes.
How's that possible?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, mathematics is impossible.
You got an empty shed, empty box. What's in the box? There's no tools in the box.
Nothing in the box. 0. Not even a rusty nail.
Oh, it's a horrible toolbox.
Look, Eagles chant at a Phillies game where Tasty Cakes boy is freezing everybody. That's stone cold violation. Especially after that article last week. Like Tuna said, if it was Super Bowl year or year after when he went to playoffs again, okay. But they should, as soon as the word E or the letter EA came out, everybody should have just started booing. Boo how, yeah. Boo everybody.
It's not the time or the place.
It's not the time. And it's just, so that article did come out. Do you think possibly that article came out and it's because that's the way they kind of did things the last 18 months, and now they steered the ship in a different direction? Or you think that's current date and time right now?
It's a great question. I guess it's because it's current. I guess.
That's scary, man.
I know. I
was hoping it's 18. It was an 8. Like, you know, sometimes articles come out and it's after the administration left or after the president.
Here's why. Because the scouts, it's too fresh. It's last year's draft. Right? Like, it can't be all sour grapes.
Yeah, it's just.
I think there's scouts saying, you know, right now that are whispering down the lane. And here's the scariest piece. So, we had McClain on, right, who wrote his piece. Mike had Bo Wolf on. And you know what both guys said? That they found far worse. But they were given far worse, but they didn't use that stuff because they thought it would be too skewed and too over the top. That's what's scary, Nikki, is that both of the writers, including Zach Berman and the other one, they left out and they somewhat sanitized their versions of the story. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we've heard that.
Bo Wolf told Mike, I was listening straight up, and he goes, yeah, well, we actually, Natalie knows, she was there.
Yeah, McClain said it to us.
McClain told us. Zach Berman told the morning show, told John Kincaid.
Not good.
That they had worse. And they were somewhat sanitized. Well, what's that tell you? It's not just a couple sour grapes running around. All right. But the chant, violation.
We have a poll up about it. Get to you, give it to you on the side.
All right. Let's talk about Parks Casino, shall we? Parks Casino, Tree Road Banks, Adam, the Fall for Fall Casino and Sportsbook of Choice, Parks Casino. So let's take a look at it. So, again, Phillies are a dog. I love the Phillies tonight. I just think they are tremendous value tonight over the Kapler Giants. Sixers, Warriors, interesting. See, I'll tell you one thing. I bet you Steph goes off tonight again. He's on that ridiculous roll. You probably could go over Steph tonight. I think it's got to be somewhere around 33, 34, but I'd still go over. Check it out. Parks has all that stuff. It's so much fun for all the props, all the in-game action. You name it, Park Sportsbook, Street Road, Ben Salem, the 4-for-4 official 4-for-4 sportsbook of choice. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code FANATIC. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, while it's a ton of fun, the website's got all the details. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley. We're brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months. $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. Tunis.
Yes.
Euro John checks in.
With what? How Jokic is the best player in the history of the league?
Well, I'm sure that's another tweet. But Euro John checks in.
Korkmaz is actually the MVP of the Sixers. Furkan Korkmaz is actually not the best Furkan. Furkan Aldemir once was for the Sixers. What do we got, Euro John?
Euro John.
What lies are you telling us now, Euro John?
That the balance of power may shift over the Brooklyn Nets, the Crooklyn Nets. Signing, latest signing. You ready? Mike James.
No sleep till.
Who? 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 Who?
You know, Euro John's big three for the Nets are Durant, Irving, and Timotei Luwawu-Cabra, right? It's not Harden. It's TLC.
I love my man. I do. I love him. Anybody that passionate?
He's got a website. I read it. It's you know, good for him.
Listen, I like Euro John. I do. I appreciate it. I just think he completely overrates his guys. Yes. But I do have an affinity for Euro basketball.
Oh yeah, I mean there
I
was
like
a,
it.
There was
I
a
like
post Euro the other Ball. Day. I think it was from ESPN or it might have been NBA. I forget which one. And it was. You know, sort of like changing the tide or whatever.
Yes.
And it was the four leading scorers in the NBA. Yeah. I believe it was the four. And it was Doncic, Embiid, Giannis was up there. And it's you know, it's...
Luka. The Joker.
Yes. Yeah. So it's four non-U.S. born players that are leading the league in scoring.
Listen, I think it's cool. It's a great story. I love basketball, Beyond Borders. I think it's awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I do. I love it. I do. I love that stuff.
Those FIBA tournaments?
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah, they're cool. The only thing is, I mean, I like the Greeks. I'm a fan of Greece. The country's amazing.
But Euro John doesn't just do Giannis Antetokounmpo. He goes, oh, well, Thanos Antetokounmpo
right.
should definitely be in the starting five somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, whatever. He just overrates the guys a little bit. That's all right. But his Mike James is going to change the balance of power in the East. Ah, come on, Euro John.
I'm going to say no to that.
I mean, I think Chris James has more impact.
I'd rather watch a Kevin James movie.
And he was a bad third baseman for the Phillies. No, not Kevin. No, I can't go that far. I'd rather watch Mike James than Kevin James. After our last conversation about Kevin James, which we came out disappointed, man.
Yeah, we did.
I thought the dude was a true sportsman. He's not a sportsman.
Sandler, true sportsman.
Yes! Sandler, number one sportsman.
Sandler balls out at, you know, LA Fitnesses around the world.
No, he's a great sportsman. That's why I thought Kevin James would be more of a sportsman if because Sandler is a huge, he knows KG, knows that movie, which is not just a movie.
That movie was awesome.
I'm a huge Sandler, man. Come on, KJ. If you want to be a sportsman, you got to be inside the sportsman.
Top five KJs, go. Kevin Johnson, right?
I was just thinking that. KJ, Kevin Johnson.
Does Kevin James make the top five?
Yeah, I guess
he probably does.
Where all the KJs are
there? KJ McDaniels.
Nah.
He sucked.
KJ, who's the coach of the Celtics? Casey Jones.
Yeah, it's Casey Jones.
Yeah. KJ. I'm missing a bunch of KJs.
Yeah, kind of put us on the spot there.
Yeah, Kevin Johnson was the man.
Yes.
I was a huge KJ. How do you know about KJ?
Just you talking about him, Mikey Miss. Mikey Miss, big KJ fan too.
Yeah.
But the way you guys spoke of him, and Tyrone too.
Love KJ, man. KJ was a great player. KJ, I love that Suns team. You know what's funny about the Suns? I do have, if there's ever a soft spot for any other franchise, now, when it comes to basketball, I hate to be like complete love it or leave it, but I am Sixer man all the way, right? But I did have a little bit of love, tiny Phoenix love, Suns love. Back in the day.
Well, it's the other squad. We always have.
No, I don't have another squad when it comes to the NBA, but I do kind of. Listen, I was here. I love Barkley. Love Charles. I was a KJ man. I even liked there was a guy, Richard Dumas. You know who Richard Dumas is? The Dumas?
It's pronounced Dumas.
No, it's not.
I know. It's a movie.
Yeah, no. Richard Dumas. That's not funny. Richard Dumas was a great player. Dude, he had all kinds of ability. He was like a Derek Coleman skinny, right? He could do everything. Shoot it, pass it, had a handle, 6'8", board. Great player. But Richard Dumas had a problem.
Ah, okay.
Crack.
That's a problem.
Yeah. And
I would say, don't do that, kids.
Right. No good. Crack kills, man.
Don't do that.
No. And he could never get over the rock. And listen, it's a shame because Richard Dumas is a hell of a ball player. Great ball player.
Now, I was a soft spot for the Kings when I was a kid. Because I loved Peja. I loved Peja Stojakovic.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Man.
Gotta get the bomb away threes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, kind of gross. I know.
Well, it was only gross. Well, they were really gross because of Weber.
Yes.
Because I still hate Weber to this day. But Dumas, and even now, I kind of like watching the Kings play. I'm a late night, you know, I'll watch them play. I enjoy them for what they are.
Yeah, no defense.
They're like
up and down.
They're like candy. You know what I'm saying? There's like no nutritional value.
Yeah.
But I enjoy them.
And there's a bunch of players you go, I'd like him.
Yes.
Jared Fox.
Well, that's the Kings. I'm a Suns man, I told you. You're on the Kings still. I told you I'm on the
You
back
were just
on
saying Kings though.
No, I'm saying Suns. I told you Suns. You said Kings.
Yeah, but then you said the Kings are your candy.
I said they're like candy.
Yeah.
They're your candy. My candy's Phoenix. They don't play defense either.
Right.
Chris Paul, I'm a big CP fan. Right. And I watch Booker every day of the week. He's and I got Dario out there too.
Yes, you do.
He's actually playing
role. I like DeAndre Ayton.
He's playing a role
player
for him.
Yes, he is.
Dario. Yeah, a little role.
The role he should have had here.
Yes.
By the way, you want the poll regarding the chant?
Yeah, give me the chant poll.
It's on the midday count. Is it a violation to do an Eagles chant? And I made it specific. During a complete game shutout by Aaron Nola, and the poll of the day is brought to us by the great people at Marvin E. Cans. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. is open and able to assist you with emergency services and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit marvdcans.com. Thankfully, 82% of the flash poll right now, 600 votes, say yes, it is a violation. 18% say no, go birds, E-A-G-L-E-S. And your man Sam in England says it's okay.
Why? I don't understand that. I'm surprised, Sammy. And Sammy comes at us with the, he's a chant man. Like, he's an OC chant man.
He says, it's fine to do an Eagles chant anywhere. I'm going to try it at a soccer game here in England after the ridiculous changes they're trying in Europe.
What are they doing in Europe? You got to let us know.
I don't know.
No, but you can't do that. There's a meaning behind the chant. And he's an OC guy, right? He's an original chantsman. You're in England.
Exactly.
You're a chantsman.
Now, Sean has a good response.
What'd Sean say?
If you did the chant, you should be thrown in jail.
I agree with Sean.
Great. Not fan jail. Actual jail.
Real jail? Yeah, well, yeah. Listen.
Should open up Eastern State for the Eagles, for the people that chanted the Eagles yesterday. Come on now.
I think he's right. It's a violation, dude. You can't do it. You can't do it.
Not a shutout. Not in a shutout like that.
Can we all agree that the meaning is derogatory?
Yes.
You say E-A-G-L-E-S, it means you're pissed off. And when you do it at a non-Eagles venue.
Yeah, you only do it when the team's getting blown out.
Uncle Frank.
What do you say, my man, Andrew?
What's up, my man?
Oh, it's all good. I was a huge KJ. I like the Suns because of Chuck, but KJ was a heady player, man. He was solid. He really was.
It was more than solid, though, right? I mean, he was really one of the first combo guards.
Oh, yeah.
That would give you 25-11, right? Like,
oh, no, he was he was a scorer. He had a great mid-range shot. Uncle Len, thank you for those kind words. God, and Cuz, you referred to us as the apostles.
As the what?
As apostles.
Yes. I want to see you guys all around a Jesus table, like the big, long table.
Yeah, but I don't want to be Simon Peter. I mean, God forbid. I'm going to live with myself. So
you're like a Matthew guy.
Yes. So you and Mossy, the Marinoviches, you have a good... What was your record?
We lost to the Gorilla Team.
Yeah.
There was a Gorilla Team that were... They were unbelievable, these kids. They were like Acorn on 30.
That
kid was unbelievable. You know, little Tommy.
He's probably on deer antler spray.
Let me tell you something. He was like Baby Drago.
I cracked up, man.
Baby Drago. He crushed them all 300 feet. I was like, what? Look at this kid.
How far out is that wall?
It's over 200. I mean,
God.
I mean, he's eight now. I don't know. Is he eight, ready to turn nine? I'm hoping. God. This kid, he was Baby Drago, man. He crushed the ball. Let me tell you something, too. The kid's a beautiful player. Like what a great player. He's got just his way. You know, our kids are sweet. Like, I love our kids. And they're good little ball players, right? My man, Brody, the catcher, he's yelling to the pitcher, come on. Let me see your smile, Dante. Let me see that big smile. Jackie, let me see the smile, Jackie. It was awesome, right? Like, our kids are sweet kids, great kids, and good little ball players. But let me tell you, the Gorilla Team, wow. Those
is
dudes.
He a lefty, Gavin?
Yeah, he's a lefty.
Wow.
Yeah, look, I'm telling you, look like Tommy when he swung the bat.
Isn't coaching good for the soul?
Love these kids. And again, I'm just like a little assistant type of dude. Like, yeah, I do the rec team, but for the travel team, you know, it's really Coach Warren and Coach Joe and Coach Ryan, and I'm just kind of in there because I cheered them on. I love the kids.
But to be a part of it,
it's the best.
Andrew, I'm glad you and Christy had a romantic early bird special.
Thank you, Uncle Frank.
Oh, wait. You
5 o'clock, Uncle Frank.
Yeah, that's even early for Frank, Uncle Frank. You cut me off last week, you rat fink.
Just playing things. Okay. Just got to play it smart sometimes, Uncle Frank.
You know, when Cuz starts falling in the mouth with his you know, he's ad-libbing a script, and he sucks me right in, and I know a guy that can help out with certain situations.
Yeah, just gotta play it safe, Uncle Frank.
I got you, buddy. So, may I address Mr. Kapler directly?
Yes, go ahead.
So, Gabelicious, I miss you, my man. I miss busting your stones on Bring the Heat, because some inane post-game comments, and, you know, I miss the creativity you'd give me with boneheaded decisions and all the mound visits. I mean, one time I wanted to put a collar on an electric dog fence across the dugout to keep his ass in there. I mean, you know, I found him very disingenuous. Really did. So, you know, good riddance.
Oh, Uncle Frank got zapped! I liked it. I liked your anti-Gabe stance. The Judas just gave you the... Judas is in charge of the zapper.
We don't got all day.
It was good. I love the byplay between you and Uncle Frank.
He was already on 4 minutes earlier.
Yeah, dude, don't out me in front of the Chuckster, man.
No, it's my fault. I said for you to talk to have him on with them. That'll be nice.
Yeah. That was nice with the uncles.
It's all me.
That was
instead of Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, it's Uncle M and Uncle Frank.
Let's go to Vince. You're on 97.5. Hello, Vince.
Hey, Ann. Hey, real quick.
What do you say, Vinny?
No, I'm hanging in there. Hey, real quick. You had that mention that guy Sam from England. You know what's going on over there? That's the big controversy. The top soccer teams want to break away and form their own Super League, like Man United.
My father and Nikki on the text board, they both check in with a rogue soccer entity that they're going to make a super league with the 12 best teams in Europe.
Yeah, and they're threatening all kinds of sanctions from, you know, FIFA and UEFA. They're saying, you know, their players won't be eligible for the World Cup, you know, stuff like that. So it really is kind of
it's kind of cool. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Well, they should be. I like the big time league, the super league. No good?
I don't know. Maybe it's the equivalent of, like, say, the Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, and Cubs breaking away, forming their own, I don't know, Super League, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I just think it'll ruin the whole structure, the infrastructure. That's my big concern. But in any event, I got to admit, you know, I'm a fellow loser. I thought of Dave Cash, too.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Vincent.
You know, as I remember, you know, Yes, We Can. He was the one who started that phrase, too, you know. So, but you know what it is? I'm also of the opinion that, you know, yeah, I could be considered old school and whatever, but I'd like to think I believe in, like, change for, you know, like it's a natural evolution, not like, say, change for change sake. That's why I go nuts with all these, you know, we're talking about the analytics stuff. It's almost like the revenge of the nerds have taken over, you know, sports franchises. And like you said, we're viewed as the knuckle draggers.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I don't know. Believe me, I'm no alpha male, but I put it this way. Why don't you hear some of these guys? I swear to God, I feel like I got to question your masculinity sometimes.
Well, it's not about, you know what it is? It's not about that. Like, I don't care about that stuff. It's more about, it's just painting or portraying those people who are sports people as though they're not smart. And that's not fair, right?
Like, yeah, looking down on us.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you got a coach, and you know, forget about, you know, how we are as a sports guy or any of that stuff. But if you look at get a coach, it's like you're devaluing what the coach, what kind of intelligence, let's call it football intellect.
Yeah.
And like, if you spend 30 years coaching the sport, you got a degree of football intellect. You know, I'm not talking about you or me or anything like that. I'm talking about real guys that have been in that sport, and you devalue their opinion, and it's not right, Vincent.
I know. But you know what the funny thing is? I don't know if you agree with this or not, but the problem I have with sports in general these days, it must be the only activity in our culture where we got to cater to the people who don't care about it. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Listen, and I appreciate it, Vince. I do. But for me, it's, I don't care what, you know, if you coach it, men, women, I don't, you're a part of the fabric of the game. And whatever sport it is, now we just so happen to be talking about football because that's where the black ops of the Eagles franchise lies, the most powerful entity, what was characterized in that story. And, you know, again, I just don't think it's right. You have people that make a living on evaluating players, and you got some dude who comes out with a program and thinks that he knows better. Like, that's not right. You're writing code. That's great. Write code for the scouts and show them how to use it and apply it. Who actually have an eye and can blend the eye and the data on whatever, you know, code program it is. That's my point. And, then, you know, don't campaign against that guy, that scout. It's like, well, that scout's a dope. Well, no, he's not. He spent his whole life involved in the game, in the sport. As my girl, the OG, OPP.
Happy Monday. You know me.
You're the original Philadelphian.
That's right.
That is cool. We found that out last week.
Mm-hmm.
Any more news?
Not yet.
All right.
Haven't dug any further as of yet.
All right. Keep me posted on that story now. I will. Cuz Radio Tune, it's 97.5 Fanatic.
What's up, guys? It's Andrew here to tell you about a special offer from my friends at Family Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. You know I love Family Company Jewelers. It's where I got the engagement ring, the wedding band. My parents actually made a stop a few weeks ago. And speaking of parents, with Mother's Day fast approaching, you know I'm going to be doing my shopping there this year. They have gold-dipped roses dipped in 24-karat pure gold. It's awesome. This is a one-of-a-kind gift that she'll be happy to display all year long. I actually saw them at the store when I went last. They're beautiful. The best part is that Family Company is offering a special discount for Fanatic listeners. Stop into their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and mention my name, Andrew, and you get these beautiful roses for only $54.95. That's a better price than anywhere else. If you can't make it into the store, you can always visit familyjewelers.com and enter code word Andrew, same thing, at checkout to receive the offer with shipping included. 24-karat gold-dipped roses from Family Company Jewelers, the perfect Mother's Day gift. Family Company Jewelers, South.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock. Happy, happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. Happy Monday, Tyrone. What? Tyrone, Sixers, number one in the ESPN Power Rankings. The all world and beasts yet again Friday night. Godzilla, or we're con guys, comes into the... takes over again. I put the M beast. So it's the letter M. Do me a favor. One of these incredible artists that we have listening to the show that create all those memes and everything. I want M beast, right? So the letter M and then underneath beast, B-E-A-S-T. That's what Joe is. That's his monster name. The M-Beast.
Yes.
Right? So I want M-Beast versus Godzilla versus Kong. I got okay. M-Beast. You like that, Tyrone?
That's nice.
Isn't that cool?
Now, by the way, I thought about this the other day. Come Eastern Conference Finals time, when the Sixers are obviously in it against the Brooklyn Nets, there will be some, I'm sure people could do the artistry of the three-headed dog from Hercules.
Yeah.
With the three Nets guys.
Yes.
So what if it was what if it was M-Beast?
No, I love it. That's genius.
Strangling the three-headed dog.
Judas. Oh, I love it. Come on. We got to get that going now. We got to get going now. Do me a favor. One of you incredible artists. Give me the Embiid. You got to draw the Embiid. Swah, swah. How about we got our boy doing the swah, swah last week?
Yeah. That was awesome.
From India?
Yes.
Oh, I love that guy. Yeah, the dude from India, dude. The swah, swah. Swah, swah. Swah, swah. Swah, swah. By the way, I saw a good movie that was based in India, The White Tiger. Awesome movie.
Nice.
I highly recommend it. Yeah, it's very good. So we got the Embiid, swat, 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 swat. And then you have the Crooklyn Dog, right? It's the three-headed Crooklyn Beast that is unholy.
Yes.
And the three heads are the Beard, Kyrie Space to Get, Cadet, and KD, Mr. Thin Skin, Paper Skin.
You know what a hustle is, Frank?
Right? So I want that dog, that evil beast, versus our Embiid. Embiid comes to slay the evil entity that is the Crooklyn Three. All right?
That's pretty good. I know somebody I can reach out to, too, does some good art.
Come on, man. This is a damn super. You want your superheroes? I just came out with a new concept. You like that movie, Tyrone?
Superhero movie NBA edition?
Yes.
You know how they did the Game of Zones?
Yes.
Back in the day on Bleacher Report?
Who's working with me, man? We need somebody to work with us to animate this thing. All right? First of all, Joe, you know Joe's the good guy, right? Joe fights for virtue and justice and from the city of the birthplace of the country versus the evil Crooklyn. And they are evil. I could go all day with this story, Maya. Listen, you know I'm coming up plots out of my rear end, all right?
Yeah.
So now I'm all plotted up, man. Forget about it. The evil beast that is those three. I can't use beast again. It's redundant. The evil trio. The evil dog that is the three-headed, you know, evil entity.
I'm the most unstoppable player in the league.
Yes, you are. Versus the Crooklyn Three. Harden. The Hassa. Kyrie, the Kook. And Durant, the wah, baby. That's the Crooklyn Three. Something not right about the Crooklyn Three. You can't trust the Crooklyn Three.
No, you cannot.
Right? You can't trust those guys. Dude, you can't trust the Crooklyn Three. I'm digging this whole plot line, dude. Write this down. This is gold, Junis.
Do you know what a hustle is, Frank? That's a pig that don't fly straight.
No sleep till...
Do you know what a hustle is, Frank? That's a pig. And don't fly straight.
I'm the most unstoppable player in the league. I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
And the referee's suck.
Man, I'm trying to be dumb, man.
Know what the best is? You had the total. It was like the perfect cadence. That's a pig. That's perfect, Judas. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, man. Hey, Judas. How you guys doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
You down with the old Embiid versus Crooklyn?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great show. You would watch that movie, wouldn't you?
Sure, why not?
You're damn straight.
What do you think of Dan Marley on that Suns team?
I was a big fan of Thunder Dan.
So was I.
Yeah, he was actually, and he owned the sports bar, too.
Oh, really?
Phoenix, yeah. It was great. I had a great time there one night, yeah.
Ah, nice. My player is Dal Unser. You got me into back in that time when you're talking about Dave Cash, but
Dal Unser. How about him coming off the bench, hitting big pinch hit home runs?
How about when he picked up Mike Schmidt that one game?
Yeah.
She really stuck out. But
think about this. You guys remember when Schmitty struck out. Like, I can't tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, he had a lot of clutch hits in the 1980 in the playoffs and World Series. But, hey, Tunis, is it a violation to do a Gabe Sucks chant tonight?
Absolutely not.
No,
I want you to do it.
Yeah, please.
I mean, rattle him a little bit, like the sixth or seventh inning.
Come on.
Second he comes out of the dugout to make a change, you boo.
Get him.
Gabe Sucks chant, you know?
Yes, get him. Get the Gabe. Get that bastard.
Let's open it up in chat.
And one more thing about the Sixers.
Yes.
If Ben gets not get a triple-double every night, but if in the playoffs, if he does like 28-8, that get us to the promised land or what?
28-8. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, I think 16-10-7 get us to the promised land if he's locking down the pig.
Nice.
Nice. That's right. You're the man, Ryan. See you, buddy. Right? Not for nothing, Tunis. Don't you think so?
Yes, I think so.
If he's locking down the Hossa.
Yeah.
And he gives you 16-10-7. 10 dimes.
Yeah, I'm taking
the dimes
that.
Over the rebounds.
I kind of came to that realization a while ago that if they win the NBA championship, he's not going to be scoring 20 points. He's going to be giving you, I think I said like 15-8-8, right? But as long as he's playing that elite defense that we know he has, which he does have elite defense, he gives you 15-8-8. I'm not saying, I want him to be Andre Iguodala, right? But you get what I'm saying. Iguodala, that one series.
Yes.
All he had to do was D up LeBron.
Yes.
LeBron still scored 40 points on him, and somehow Iguodala won MVP. But you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
Give me 15-8-8 in elite defense.
Yes.
He'll score. If you're playing the Nets in the series, and he's not going to score 10 points some nights.
Yeah.
You're right, right? Because he's going to be, like, that's going to be his job. Hey, whoever's out in the court, you got to D up one of those two or three, depending on who's on the court.
Yes, I agree. Let's go to Chuck. Chucky Chuckerson. What do you say, Chuck?
Hermano.
What's happening, Chucky?
What's happening? Beautiful text Friday night, Hermano. Beautiful text.
Fantastic, brother. Fantastic.
That's why I was like, when I responded, I said, I'll be calling you on Monday, sir. I'll be giving you a call.
That's why you're the greatest, Chucky.
Hey, I got you. First of all, I don't mind Ben, if we're in the final, win the finals, giving me 12-10-7. If he's playing defense the way he did Friday night when he covered the whole floor, I don't mind it. Do keep doing you. Do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And block the shot with like.
Yeah.
You know, when he's focused, man, he's amazing on defense when he's focused.
I know.
He really
is an incredible defensive force. I mean, I know the game is about scoring, and I get it, but man, oh man, can that dude just swarm? He's like an octopus.
Yes. I don't care who they put him on. You put him on Durant or you put him on Harden. He's not going to play Kyrie too much, but you put him on Durant or you put him on Harden. They're not doing that much. You're not going to get a 40-point game for either one of them. You saw what happened to Harden. Kyrie.
Yeah.
He dropped, I think it was like around 30. But still, after that, when the blowout started, he couldn't get his shot off anymore.
Yeah.
He didn't get back in the game.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, it's funny because now I know Luka had a better game offensively. But when he's on, like, Ben can stop. Ben can shut guys like him down. He can shut down Luka. He's going to hurt Giannis. You know that.
Yes. Giannis who? I don't see anyone in the East. I don't see anyone in the East giving us a problem. No one. I don't. And I said that at the beginning of the season when Joel was playing the way he's playing. I said, I don't see anyone stopping us. No one.
Amen, you know? Brother.
But I was calling. I got a way to get Tunis in.
Operation Save the Draft. Thank you. We have to do some more work on that program.
Remember the movie The Italian Job?
I do. I love that movie.
Remember when Ed Norton had a problem with his internet?
Yes.
Send a spy in there to get in there.
Yes, yes.
We send Tunis and we figure someone else to go in there, figure out what's going on, do a little switcheroo, drag out the lame in there now, put Tunis in there. We feed Tunis what we need. We back. We don't have to sit there and do Eagle chants in the Phillies game.
That's
anymore.
Right.
You know we're not going to be
right.
chanting this year.
That's right.
That's why they're doing it at the Eagles game, because we're not doing that in the in the league this year. There's going to be no chant.
I agree. No, that's genius, Chuck. I like it. We follow the Italian job model, right, to get Halabee, slide Tunis as the Halabee. We got to get somebody to do Tunis's hair. Like the Halabee, because Halabee's got a weird hairdo kind
yeah,
of thing.
Got that weird, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So we got to make sure that Tunis, who's the Halabee doppelganger, who's really got the pipeline of Jeffrey Lurie, this way Tunis sitting next to Lurie inside the dress. Now, it would have been easier if it was a virtual gathering again, but now I don't think so. I think this is going to be at the mansion. So we'll get Tunis up to the mansion, yeah.
We get somebody to hack the internet like the day, like a day before, like a minute or the day of the draft.
Yeah.
You know, when they make, you know, they got to make their little adjustments, make sure everything's working, connections and
yes.
everything.
Oh, yes. No, all of our numbers went away.
Yes.
Yeah. The screen went blank. What's happening? What? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, no. Somebody took all of our data.
I guess we have to draft Devontae Smythe. From Alabama?
You know, Howie wouldn't know the difference. Howie's still talking pizza between pepperoni and
yeah,
salad.
Listen,
well, you don't know.
Listen, they put Howie in the room. Now it's just Jeffrey. Howie created the monster that is Halabee. Halabee has muscled out Howie as the true Lurie confidant go-to guy. That's what it appears, Chuck. So Howie's just, we need actually Howie to be to win the battle. In lieu of that, we got to get Tunis in there. Now, can you see the Tunis dressed as the Halabee with, like, say, one of those blue blazers?
I have a blue blazer.
With the gold, you know, those gold buttons.
That's what I wore out the other night.
Yes. You wear that with, like, a T-shirt, like an ironic T-shirt. You'll wear the blue blazer over the T-shirt.
He probably goes V-neck underneath the blazer.
I can see that. Yep. And then we can just see. And Tunis will be walking up. He'll get the invitation will come for the code to get inside the Lurie compound with the gates. You don't have to scale the gate. You got entrance. We're going to give you the ID, right? So you come in and... And then you'll have the microphone.
Password.
Right.
Emotional intelligence.
Right. You know, the password.
Emotional intelligence.
So you can pull up your sleeve and you'll talk to us. And I'll be the other end in the truck down the street.
Yes.
Right. And I'm going to go.
Hold
what
kind
on.
Of truck?
You
can't just go white van because that's suspicious.
Comcast. Bounce forward, not back. All right.
Yes.
I'm in the Comcast truck.
Well, yeah, because their Wi-Fi got cut out.
Correct.
So you're the guy, you
yes.
drove the truck for the guys that were going to fix the
Yeah, I'll be
Wi-Fi.
In the back of the truck, all right? And you'll be in the room. And I'm going to be like, yes, Jonas, listen to me, Jonas. Linebacker, Penn State. Jonas, linebacker, Penn State.
Oh, God. I believe it's Micah Parsons, Penn State.
Jonas, mispronounce Micah, okay? Mispronounce it.
It's Micah Parsons.
Remember, say...
Our data says
say
he's good.
Say he's not really a linebacker, okay? He's more of a... Say he's a playmaker.
I believe he's a
linebacker.
Playmaker. You know what? He's almost as good as Davion Taylor.
Say there's no position that can aptly describe him, right? Because if you say he's a linebacker, they're going to run away. Jeff's not going to want
You're
that.
You're right.
Right? So you got to say that are...
Our data shows that he could be an edge rusher at some point.
Yeah, just say, listen, there's no... He'll like this better. There's no position that describes Micah Parsons, all right? That he's positionless, all right? Yes,
positionless player is the key word.
All right, that Jeff will eat that up, man, all right? And then he'll know you're also for real.
Yes.
That you're not the fake Halaby. Well, we got the real Halaby locked away somewhere. Sam is in England. Sammy, how in the world are you pro-champ? Shame on you, Sammy.
Hey, well, the thing is, right, like, there's not a proper Phillies sort of song or chant, like, other than Let's Go Phillies, but I haven't been to a game since 2010, so I could be wrong, but I don't hear it on the TV. I don't hear the, you know, like, long chants that you can get at an Eagles game, you know, or you hear, like, obviously I hear at soccer games that we create, so I think me and the UK Philly guys need to create some chants, and then we don't have to worry about doing Eagles and flexing.
See, you're an OC, all right? You're an original chanceman. So I give you that status. Now, just so we know, we're clear about something. The connotation of the Eagles chant, the E-A-G-L-E-S, that, my friend, is a negative. Like, that's done to create out of rancor, right? To express rancor.
Yeah, I remember them doing it at a game a few years ago when we were losing out in Florida, like somewhere, you know, exactly. Losing somewhere, I remember it. But like,
right, it's done negative. You can't do it during a positive, you know, if it's positive, you can't go Eagles chant.
Well, I mean, I must admit, my team was playing in a big soccer game yesterday, so I was watching that. I missed the Phillies game, so it was on the same time. It was one of the rare, well, every weekend there's normally a good UK time, so I normally watch Phillies at the weekend, and I didn't see it, but obviously... Nolan did a great job. No one's like... The thing is, I don't know if they were doing it when Nolan was at the player back to pitch or whether they were doing it when the bat... But when the bat is coming over, there's nothing happening in the game. They're waiting for the batter to go to the mount. It's fine to do that chant, right? I think, you know, just to, you know, pump it up, you know, until the Phillies get a proper chant. Like,
we got, you know, other things, you know, they'll do a Let's Go Phillies chant, you know. Like, that's fine. I'm just saying, we got to keep the Eagles out of it, especially now. Listen, Sam, you're you know, in the birth, you're in the birthplace of Bond. So we're gonna need you to pull off this Eagles job, Operation Save the Draft.
Well,
do you have any inroads? Like,
I just hope we don't. We're going to mess it up. You know, Howie Rosen can't draft.
It's not even Howie. It's this other rogue entity of the analytics department. You got to be following along, Sam.
Oh, the Tunis guy. The guy that's like
Tunis. Yes, man.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah. Well, it's just like, even I could do better. My limited knowledge, you know, I could probably pick a better player than what those guys can. It's frustrating. You know, it's very frustrating. You know, I want us to be good. We're not going to be good for a couple of years now, you know?
I know. Well, and there lies the problem. You know, I mean, you know, do you have...
You've got the Sixers.
Do you have... let me ask you a question. Do you have any sort of insight or any kind of connections, you know, to M16?
I wish I did. I wish I did, because then I could get some stuff done over here that I would like doing, some of the sports stuff that's going on over here. But
hey, real quick, Sammy, what do you think of the Super Soccer League? Would you be in favor of that?
I'm not, because I don't know. So the Glazers, it's mainly the American owners that are putting a big push into it.
Oh, the Glazers are the rogues! Oh, yes!
The Glazers are trying to force it. So they get $300 million, basically. $300 million every year for 10 years guaranteed. And there's no relegation or promotion. So it's like me owning an NFL team, coming in, loads of British guys, and going, right, we're going to relegate the worst team. No, they're going to get demoted. Or in baseball, you're going to move down to AAA. You're not in the major leagues anymore. Right, we're going to move teams up. And changing your structure, like, there's positives to it, but there's not necessarily negatives. It would be unfair on the rest of the
people. Freaking out?
Oh, they're going mad. Americans are getting a bad name. And I say, you know, it's not all Americans. They're fine. It's just these owners are just, they just want their money. They just want more money, right? They don't realize it's not a franchise. You lose money owning a football club in England. But if you own a franchise, you make money most of the time, right? That's why, you know, Michael Jordan, David Beckham, they've invested in franchises. You know, they're not stupid. They know how to use their money, right? So Yeah, it's not good, but Sixers going to win tonight. I just hope there's no one resting on Saturday. I've hated the last couple of games where the big games, you've had Durant out or...
I don't know. I just think this proposal would include the all the greatest teams... Like in the Bundesliga, in the Italian league, right?
No,
like
they said no.
Paris Saint-Germain.
German league said no. German league have said no. They're 51% fan-owned, so the fans have said no. They're not entering it. So the two German teams aren't. But all the others. But they're going to ban players from playing in any competition. So, you know, Pulisic and some of the American players play at some of the top teams. They might not be able to play for America or play for other teams.
All right. Well, listen, my brother, you're the best. Be safe. Again, we're going to need you. M16, get some good contacts, Sammy. And again, we're against the Eagle chant during good things with the Phillies. It's not good. Right, Natalie?
That's right.
Operation Save the Draft. You're in, right?
Yeah, I've been practicing my wall scaling.
All right, good. Tune us. Let me one more time. Action!
I think we should draft Devontae Smythe out of Bama. You know, football decisions.
You sound like Sam. Try to do a bit. Come on, man.
Caught me off guard.
All right. Well, you should be right. That's the whole point. You got to think quickly. If you're going to pull this operation off, this caper, you got to think quick. Cuz Radio Tunis. We got some open lines. You want to join us into this world I've created, which I think is starting to scare people. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you do it. Let me tell you about the Bagster. Yes, the Bagster bag, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag, sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, everywhere for just $29.99. The Bagster bag. You buy it, fill it, boom. And they come get it. Now, here's the beauty of the Bagster bag. You can find it at Home Depot and Lowe's. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. It's a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. Yeah, that's it, in a bag. So you buy it, you open it up, you start to fill it. It's on demand. And then the next thing you know, whether it's home improvements or you name it, the Bagster bag, it can handle any home improvement job. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to go to Bagster.com and clean it up this spring with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Dude, I can't get enough of you, bum. You bum.
I had a great conversation with my father yesterday. So I went to the game with my dad yesterday.
Fantastic.
First time I went to a game with him where it was just him and I in probably 3 years. Because last year, obviously, COVID. And the year before, I don't think we ever went where it was just him and I. I don't remember. So if anything, it's been 3 years. So yesterday, we're sitting up top, section 422. Beautiful. And there's a group of 4 guys in front of us, or 3 guys and a kid. And the kid's playing some game on his phone. And my dad, I can tell my dad's like...
Getting annoyed.
Yeah. Because when I went to the Phillies games, I knew the scorebook when I was...
Oh, damn. I got to remind... I got 10 years old? I got to teach him how to do that.
Because 2003 was the first year we did the partial season ticket. We did the 17-game plan. So, 03, I was 10.
Yeah.
And I think I learned the book before 03, right? So, I'm learning the book. I'm learning the game. And my dad, I can tell he's getting, because the kid's got the volume on the game and it's like making all these whistle noises and all that stuff.
Are you serious?
And, yeah. So
that would piss me off too. Yo, dude, watch the frigging game.
Well, he was like 8.
Okay, well, but the father
should have said something.
The father got to take the game away from him.
Yes. So
you can't have the kid playing the video game.
I agree.
Listen, like, you know, listen, that's a problem I got. My oldest, and I love him. He's such an angel, that kid. Right? I love him to death, and he's a great student and the whole thing. But Dino with the iPad.
Yeah.
Drop the iPad.
So they ended up leaving in like the 4th inning. I guess the kids got the phone. So they leave, and my dad's later in the game goes, I got to bring it up. I'm like, what? He's like, now that they're not here anymore, the phone and the kid on the phone watching the game and all that kind of, instead of watching the game. And we ended up getting in the conversation with the word bum.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, yeah, I learned the word bum when I was like 6 going to Phillies games, right? It wasn't just Rocky. It was going to Phillies games. And I was like, man, it's so much different. You know, that was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, where I was doing the scorebook. You know what I mean? And this kid's doing, you know, whatever game on his phone. It's crazy.
I know. Well, that's a disgrace.
Yeah, but that kid's not alone. I told you the story a few years ago. I sat behind it. I felt so bad. But it was a guy who brought 4 kids, and they all had a drink. They all had sodas and ice cream.
I know the kids aren't getting locked into
the
game.
And they're all watching the iPad. All 4 of them.
They had iPads?
All 4 of them had iPads. So think about that. He paid probably $100 for the tickets.
I'd rather the kids sit there bored looking around in this space than looking at a frigging screen.
Yeah, because maybe he'll see something and go, I like that. Yeah,
exactly.
You hope that maybe he sees a home run. He goes,
These screens are the devil. Listen, I know. I do my thing. I got my games. I do all the blah, 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 blah. I get it. But every kid, the kids, it's too much. They're addicted. I'm outside. Like, here's the beauty of these. You can say what you want, and I get it. Sometimes parents go overboard with little leagues and this and that. I get it. But at least they're out there doing something.
Yeah.
Like, I spent a weekend out at the field. At least those kids are outside. At least they're moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you. I was, I'm sorry, Dad. Bye. I was like, thanks for... Now, again, I didn't have a smartphone.
Yeah, well, you're lucky because it wasn't around.
Right. Who knows? If I did have a smartphone...
Dude, we all would have been. Man. But, dude, that's the point. It's not the kid's fault. Like, seriously, like, here's the problem. I get the rule of the iPad with Anthony. But, he's a good kid, right? So, and he wants it. And I feel bad denying it sometimes when he does his little chores. He's a good boy. But, you know, I tell him, dude, like, you don't understand. It's best for you not to use this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you might think I'm being mean, but what I'm trying to do is save you and make you more well-rounded.
Yeah, of course. Especially probably not going in your eyes staring at it for as long.
Oh, my God.
Now, I know we... like to mess around with him a little bit, the bro, because of his sports takes. But I will give kudos to the bro for this, because we talked about it. I don't know if it was this past Sunday or the one prior. He is yet to introduce his daughter to the iPad.
I respect that. That's good.
So he says sometimes it sucks because, let's say she wants to watch one of the Disney movies, a Phillies Day game. You know, he's going to have to sneak it on his phone, put the phone to his side and all that kind of stuff. But... says she's never seen an iPad or used an iPad.
Well, that's good.
That's
smart.
That's huge.
I give him lots of credit. Let's go to some phone lines, and then we got our daily number. Leroy in Overbrook. Leroy, what's happening, babe?
Hey, long time no talk to.
Where you been, Lee?
I've been on vacation. I'm a mailman. I work 4:30 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, baby. Brother Brown got kids to feed. Hello,
my God! How you been?
Listen.
Oh, you're my man. How you been, bro?
I came up to the station when you invited me, but y'all was in Jersey, so I didn't get a chance to meet you face to face. You make me smile. You're the only co-host. You're the only radio host that smile when you talk about sports and everybody can hear it, man.
I love anyway, it. You got to promise me we're going to redo this thing.
Okay.
When we're, you know, we're almost done with this COVID, right? And then we're going to get you out here, man. And
okay.
We'll get the whole thing. I'll get the primos for you. You name
thank
it.
You. Thank you. You know what the strangest secret is? It's not even really a secret. The ugliest man in America, you know you're ugly when you cry, right?
Yes.
Guess who the ugliest man in America is in the world?
Kevin Durant.
No, it's Joel Embiid. I'm glad he cried when the Toronto beat us. He will never cry like that again. That's why he's averaging like 35 points. and it was another time he cried when I used to play with the 56ers, right? That's a league for 5'6" and under, right? 5'6" and under, Joel. He was still tall, but I was a center on the squad, and I dunked it on him. He said, how did he do that? He only 5'6". I've been playing ball and watching ball my whole life. I'll be 47 in May, Embiid. You're a young pup.
I love it. I love it. You're out of your mind. Oh,
yeah, I am out of my mind. You know what I got on right now?
What you got?
I got on red, white, and gray fatigue pants, right? I got BMW sneakers on. I got a Fendi handbag and a purple, man, it's 2021. You wear what the hell you want to wear.
I did straight. That's right, Lee.
Right.
I said, I'm talking about. Hey, what do you think of this? Now, we got the Embiid, right? Like, I want to create this movie. So you got Embiid.
Right.
And then he's like this great superhero, right?
Right.
He fights the three-headed evil Crooklyn dog, right? With the
Crooklyn.
Crooklyn
Bets. They're not the Nets. They're the Bets because they're going to lose tonight.
Yeah, lose the Crooklyn Bets.
Right.
And with the evil dog, Harden, Durant, Kyrie with the three heads.
You know, the beautiful thing is, Ant, they haven't played together. So there's no team chemistry. That's why we're going to beat them.
Yes.
There's no team chemistry. They just came together. All three of them separately are great players.
Yes.
But James Harden, he was at my basketball camp. That's why he got so fat. We ate donuts while we played basketball. I ain't going to talk about Kyrie because Kyrie's a genius and Kevin Durant is a genius, but they went to my school. That's the school of hard knocks. And if you love me and I love you, brother, Leroy is not my name. My name is Beauty Beloved Brown.
Can I call you BB?
BB, you call me Triple B or BB. It don't matter. We know what it is because we love each other.
I love it. You are the greatest. I gotta tell you, you are the greatest. When's your next show, man? Come on, man. You gotta be performing.
Listen, I do my comedy act at Sharp Stills Barbershop on Haverford Avenue. I had a barbershop last night. I go to random beauty salons and sing to them. Listen, if you sing to a woman and you can really sing and you cook for her, you're gonna have about 10 kids. That's why I'm so broke now.
I love you, dude. You're the best, man. Come see me, right? We're gonna be doing it. And don't be a stranger. I know you gotta feed the village. Love you, brother.
Oh, listen, there's only Italian village and an African village, and they all gotta eat.
Amen, brother. Bye, safe, brother. Baby. Take it easy. Classic. Leroy, he's the best, Leroy Brown.
Tried it once. Singing at a girl. Almost worked.
Did it?
Yeah. Then she told me she was dating somebody on the Temple basketball team.
All right, but
she told me at a party one night afterwards.
She dug you.
She said that was pretty smooth.
Wow, yeah. Tunis.
But she was dating somebody on the team. That was their like second leading scorer at the time.
That's all right.
Listen, I didn't know.
Listen, but you were close.
Yeah.
That's good.
And dude, I love my wife. I love my wife. But at the time when we were not together.
Yes.
She was a neighbor. She's from Poland. Had the accent and everything.
Oh, look at that.
Volleyball player.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's all right. I'm glad it didn't work out.
By the way, who did this Brooklyn Cerberus? It's awesome.
That was from Nick Mesmer.
I love it, Nicky. It's a great job. Now, here's more, right? So I need you to take that Cerberus. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Take the Cerberus, and it's a great one. I love the Durant face.
It is great. Awesome, it's a great face.
Right, and the beard. I love the Brooklyn. Change Brooklyn to Crooklyn, right? The Crooklyn Cerberus. Change, and then I need a. I might actually draw my own version of Embiid.
Of the Embiid?
Yes. Like, I might make the Embiid less, more man than beast. But, like, almost, I got to think about how I see him. Because he's part beast. And I just want the M beast. I gotta figure it out. But I'm close to it. Seeing that. I can see it in my mind's eye, Junis. I take this stuff too seriously. And you can just see the M beast with the Cerberus, the Crooklyn Cerberus.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of other things that would be on the Embiid. Like, does he have a, like, does he hold a basketball?
No. I don't think so. Maybe he wears sneakers. I don't know. I got to think about it. Embiid.
Sometimes he's got the cool hair.
Yeah, well,
maybe
I can almost
like, maybe it's like horns.
Okay, I like that. And I like the cool, I do, I like that. But, and yeah, I like the little horns.
Horns his hair? Yeah.
But they drape down, all the way down, almost like a cape.
Yes.
Can you dig that?
Yes, I can dig that.
I think we're closing in on the Embiid.
Can the Embiid have like some sort of eye thing? Yes. That shoots out a laser?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I so totally see, because he does have a piercing eye.
Yes, he does. He's got a piercing eye.
I'm in on that, dude. In on the piercing eye. And he's almost like the Hulk type, where he turns into the Embiid.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. All right?
And maybe he's like an off color.
I can see.
Like a blue.
The second he steps on hardwood, yeah, you like see it go up his leg.
Yes. And he transforms. And so it's not like, oh, this is good, Judas. We're riffing now,
these
man.
These are our superheroes.
We're riffing. Well, it's true. Give me, that makes me think better. Yeah, thank you. Dude, so you know how the Hulk is green, right? He turns green?
Yeah.
Well, the Embiid.
The jersey comes on him.
Yeah, it's like something. Yeah.
Maybe instead of like, you
but
know how.
It's like the hair, but the horned hair of horns.
You know how Superman, it was under his suit?
Nah, Superman weak.
No, but I'm saying Embiid's wearing normal clothes, but then he tears off the clothes. He's got the City Edition jerseys on.
I like the City Edition. Yeah, I like that. All right, let me think more. I like this, man. We're on something here.
Coming to a theater near
listen,
you.
Listen, dude, between the Embiid superhero, Embiid versus Crooklyn, and the Crooklyn Cerberus. And then the operation. Oh, by the way, we have a new change. What do you think of this, dude? You ready? So, my man, Violations Greg, says it should not be called Operation Save the Draft because it would become Operation STD. No bueno there. He says,
good point.
Maybe this, Operation Bama. You ready?
Okay.
Here's the acronym. Based on analytics, my ass. Bama. Take the highest ranked Bama player on the board. Operation Bama. Do you like that?
That's
or
awesome.
You like
it's
Operation
perfect.
STD?
It's a good point by VG.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. All right, let's go with our, we only got time. We need to give our picks.
This might be a you show here.
It's the daily, why?
Because I got to do some math here.
You got to do some math. Oh, I got
a little delayed on some things.
All right. So when we start, like, I do like the Phillies tonight. They're an underdog. And I know Chase Anderson's starting. Look at this. The line, it started. Now, this is even bigger. It started out the Giants, where the Phillies were actually at one point plus 117. It's now basically a pick your nose. The line has moved all the way to the Phillies minus 107 and the Giants minus 109. So they're in, that's a good movement in the Phillies' favor. I take the Phillies, and I'll be honest with you, I would lay a run, and Phillies minus one plus 150. So you're still getting plus 150. I'll go 4-2 Phillies win. And actually, I see a five. I'm smelling. I got the score. It's in my head. I can see it. Phillies 6, Giants 3. All right. Well, we're out of time. Everybody, thanks for hanging. As always, you're the best. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.